And salutations all you out there in Foot Fetish Radio Land. This is your humble host, Ramon, the producer of Ramon's Face Full of Feet, the number one clip store for foot smothering and human furniture on the web today.
Human furniture.
Be a stool.
Ew, gross.
It is not gross. You used me as a stool last night.
Be a stool.
That's right. And I'm here. I am joined as always by my lovely co-host, my wife, number one model and number one gal, pal. I feel gross for saying
pow,
that.
Pow.
But that's Belle.
Yeah, hey.
She's the goods.
Hey. What's up? I'm not good.
No.
I'm bad.
No, she's the bads. Look at her. Enjoying coffee in her plaid.
Yeah.
Skirt.
He has to describe this to you that I'm drinking coffee and wearing a plaid skirt because we're not recording a video this week.
Right. We are recording the podcast, so you're welcome.
We're recording the podcast, so.
Yeah, it was either not record a podcast or not record video.
Honestly, so, yeah.
I just wasn't feeling it.
I
wasn't going to bring it up at all.
My brain is
a little fried.
Not in it. But we're good.
Yeah, we're there.
It's
we're
fine.
This
we're
is a good
here.
One. This is an easy week because this is a feedback and kink shame episode.
Feedback and kink shaming.
That's right.
And there's going to be some kink shaming.
Oh, there's going to be some kink
trigger
shaming.
Warning. Trigger
Tryptophan
warning. Everyone.
Warning.
Oh, shit.
There's
going to be some kink,
kink shaming. So enjoy this cast. Tryptophan.
It's a podcast. Hey, if Tryptophan wants to start his own podcast,
then call it The Cast.
That's. You know what? You're welcome. Because that's fucking genius.
It is, but how much content is there really for that very
specific...
How
much content is there really for... Like, we're floundering for foot fetish
we
topics.
We are, but we're really, you know, wide-reaching genre. His is like a niche of a niche.
That's true. That's super true. Well, I mean, you could do plaster cast. You could do bandages.
Plaster caster.
You could have a special Halloween episode. A Halloween spectacular episode. On mummies. Shit writes itself. You're welcome.
Wow. Happy Mummy's Day.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
We don't celebrate that shit.
No, we don't.
That's stupid.
It's dumb. Yeah.
Let me think. You could have broken toes.
I mean, I suppose, but I don't think broken toes is the focus. I think it's the cast. It's the, I don't know.
Says
I'm not
you.
Getting into his nonsense. Let's jump right into feedback and stop messing around.
Let's do it.
Because y'all have been writing in stuff and we've been not reading it. Email a week.
Oh my God, I know, right? You write a negative email, we'll fucking focus the whole
episode
on
you. Oh, it's all about you, brother.
You're like, this is it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, just do it.
Just do it.
If you want to get like real, real hard focused on the podcast,
yeah.
Write us an email telling us what you don't like about
That's
the show.
That's correct. We will focus the fuck on you. So this first one is a message from Foottunes.
Foottunes, our good buddy Foottunes.
It's our buddy Foottunes.
And says, I was listening to the kink shaming discussion on your podcast, and I might be the exception, but I enjoy Belle's kink shaming.
Yeah.
Thank you, Foottunes.
That's right.
I love you.
He's the best.
I was surprised when she didn't kink shame me for my wedgie fetish. And it's not the usual wedgie, as in undies being pulled up by a bully, but the kind where your undies ride up on their own and stay there. Kink shame me.
Yep.
So, okay, I honestly was thinking about this during the week.
Yes.
After we got this message. I don't know if I can kink shame this.
That's the thing, because I think it's also your fetish.
Like, it's not my fetish,
but like booty.
I get it.
Yeah.
Like, I absolutely get it when your underpants are, like, okay, if I'm looking at a picture of a girl wearing panties, I'm like, okay, that's nice. But then the panties are, like, all up in her butt, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, I can see more butt.
Right.
But also, it's, like, sexy because, like, there's, I don't know. Like, if it were, like, oh, here's a bully, and he's, like, bullying me and pulling my panties
up. I mean, that's a whole different thing, yeah.
I know. I'm sure that is someone's kink. And I'll happily kink shame them because, like, why are you promoting? Remember, we were at a shopping center the other day, and there was this girl with a stand set up outside of a shop. And she was, like, do you remember that girl that was dancing? And yes, she was like, yes, had an anti-bullying campaign.
Yeah,
like,
that
I
was
wanted
weird
to bully her.
Right. Like,
what the fuck?
Because she was dancing,
she was,
like pirouetting
dancing on
and, like,
the sidewalk. It was incredible.
It's like she was asking to be bullied.
It was very, very strange.
Which is funny because she was the anti-bully.
Maybe it
yeah
was a setup. Maybe that was
been
what they were going for.
Yeah.
So that I would kink shame. Because, like, you know, bullying, that's not good. That's not healthy.
No.
But, I don't
but
know.
You just like panties riding on up.
I definitely, I mean, I don't like it on me because, of course, it's uncomfortable.
But I like
but
it on you.
But you, Ramon likes it.
I always, a thong or a wedgie is sexier than just a bare ass to me. Isn't that funny?
Well, you know, there's leaving something to the imagination.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I, a lot of times, you know, that's fairly common that sexy lingerie is sexier than, you know, just boobies.
Right. But I mean, I'm talking like, you're basically talking about a string up your butt at that point. There's not much left, but there's just something to it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's something to take off. There's something for you to do at that point.
Well, it's not that I want it off. I want it to stay on. It's when they sit on my face, I don't get like a bare butt on my face.
So what do you have against bare butt?
I don't. I like it when you do it.
I don't sit on your face bare ass.
Well, you do
like
in the shower.
Ever. Yeah, but I'm not sitting on your face.
That's
I'm
true,
just
yeah
like pressing my ass against your face.
True. Slightly different.
I wouldn't sit on your face bare ass
no
because I think that my fat pussy would
ew
fucking suffocate you.
Oh my God. I'm really turned on now.
I think that it would like maybe actually kill you.
So what can you kink shame about
Footoon's
wedgie fetish?
Footoon's wedgie fetish. That he's fetishizing women being uncomfortable?
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, like, all of Western culture, all culture is fetishizing women being uncomfortable.
Fair.
Like,
fair.
Hello, have you met high heels?
Yeah.
Have you met, like, control top pantyhose?
Have
like
you met corsets?
It's all bras?
Yeah.
They're all uncomfortable.
Yeah. Get into foot binding.
Foot, yeah, no, it's all bad. Those ladies with the rings on their necks.
You think that's, I mean, I don't know much about that one.
What do you mean?
I mean, it obviously it's uncomfortable.
Of course
men,
it's uncomfortable.
Men, do the men do it too?
No.
Is it just the women?
It's just the women. Mm. Because fucking of course it is.
Yeah, I know. But I never read much about it. So I don't know anything. I'm speaking from a place of ignorance.
It's, yeah. So. It's fucked up.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I guess that's all the kink shaming you're going
to
get. I'm
second guessing myself and now I need to fucking Google
now
it.
Now you need to Google it.
I don't even know how.
You don't know how to Google. You're bad at this.
Yeah, it's only women. Look at that. Oh, you think that's comfortable?
No, not
does
at all.
Does that look comfortable to you?
No, I just, what's the, why, what's the reason behind it? That's my question. I guess it depends on the culture.
It's just ornamental.
Then yeah, okay, it's probably based in some oppressive thing towards women.
Creates the appearance that the neck has been stretched.
Right.
The neck has not actually been stretched. Hmm. Yeah. I mean, I guess I, you can't really stretch your neck.
Right.
It's just like probably pressing your clavicles down pretty far.
Oh, this is uncomfortable. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Like, look, it's uncomfortable. That woman is uncomfortable. Anyway. Yeah.
Anyway.
So,
back to foot tunes.
If you have a neck ring fetish, I'm here to kink shame the shit out of you.
But not wedgie fetish. The thing is, foot tunes
like,
likes what I like.
Wedgies are sexy, though. Like, I mean, I'm over here.
You
and
could
I
kink shame
can't
him for how much he likes smelly, dirty feet, I guess.
I mean,
because he's way into
you
that.
You all like smelly, dirty feet.
I know. I mean, he draws pictures of the women. I mean, there's something to that. There's something to kink shame there, I suppose. But he does it really well. So there's nothing to shame.
Yeah.
He was drawing a comic at one point, and it went really well. I wish he would start that up again, because I'm way into comics these days.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one step at a time. He still puts out a ton of stuff on his OnlyFans.
Oh, right. The OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you said comics, and I got distracted. I was...
Your ADHD is
no,
going hard
I was,
today.
Yeah, I know. It's also really early, and I'm also, like, just kind of fucked up in the head this week.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Well, moving on, we'll come back to you, Footoons, and shame.
I'm gonna try
more
and keep thinking about it. Maybe if I think about it, I want to kink shame you.
Oh, he wants to, dirty,
disgusting boy.
This is
I be grosser.
Here's an email from Bare Feet. You can read this one. I was going to wait till a week when we were doing a video for this one because he talks about celebrity crushes, but it seems topical for this show.
Okay. Also, I mean, people are very capable of Googling women's feet on their
own. But I like to throw a bone to our patrons.
A bone. I know. Yeah. Well, we lost two patrons last week.
Oh, my God. How dare you all?
So.
Wow. Pick it up, y'all.
We lost two patrons. I wholeheartedly believe that the patrons are leaving because of the kink shaming.
No.
But
no.
Fuck it. Fuck you guys. So Bare Feet says, "Dear Belle and Ramon, thanks for first billing. I am late in submitting my top celebrity feet and am forcing myself to send this now so that it makes your feedback episode." You know what? Honestly, if people send us feedback about anything at any time, I'm probably always going to read your top five celebrity feet.
Yeah, probably,
that's interesting to me.
Yeah.
And then I will king shame you for it.
Correct.
Number one, Mary-Kate Olsen. Number two, Ashley Olsen. Number three, Elizabeth Olsen.
I mean, they all have really nice feet.
I know.
This is not what he's
but
saying.
They're all
this is her
basically identical.
No, Elizabeth has bigger feet.
Well, yeah, because she's big.
And I think
the Olsen twins are tiny. They're really, really little.
The twins are tiny.
Nothing.
Yeah. No, I'm into Elizabeth more than the twins.
Well, that's, I mean, I guess something.
Yeah, it's a thing. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. No, that's not bare feet. I was just making a joke. Because when it's why? What's so better about Mary Kate's feet than Ashley's feet?
No, I don't. What?
Oh, I know, I'm just me.
Wow, you're just really going down this line, aren't you?
Okay.
Is that
anyway.
A jar of coffee?
Yeah, it is.
You're gross.
I wasn't going to bring the whole coffee maker down here. Was I supposed to get the rest of my coffee down here?
All right.
Jesus fucking Christ, Ramon.
Wow.
It has been way too long since I last wrote, but every time, including now, I start an email, I think about all the things I want to say and go on, and I just need to focus. Okay, that's fine. You know what, Bare Feet? Send me those, weird stream of consciousness emails. I'm here for it.
Oh, yeah, they're way more fun.
Oh, and please have the wonderful Belle read this email if she would like. Again, no offense, Ramon.
It's fine. Less work for me.
My favorite celebrities have changed throughout the stages of my life. From first starting to admire famous feet as a middle schooler, and now through my 40s, there are definitely top fives contained in every single era.
Whoa.
Give me top fives for every era.
Every era.
Kristen Bell has and will remain. Who's she?
Kristen Bell, she was in Heroes. You didn't see her in Heroes.
No.
She was in, you've seen her around. She was in The Good Place. You know her face.
Oh,
I don't know
that
you've seen
her
in anything. Maybe you have, but you definitely know who she is.
I started to watch The Good Place, and I thought that it was boring.
I want to watch it. The problem is I don't have time to. I could do it on my way to work now.
Oh, she's married to Dax Shepard.
Yeah, that's right. That's why you know who she is.
Yeah, I literally only know her. Oh, she's Veronica Mars.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, she's Frozen.
Oh, shit. Yeah, she's Frozen.
She's Frozen.
Yeah. That's her big thing right now. Good for her. That's a cash cow.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in any... I mean, I've seen her in Frozen. I haven't seen her
You've heard her in Frozen.
I've heard her in Frozen. I haven't seen any of these
movies.
She
has very nice feet. Very nice.
Oh, she's in Teen Titans Go to the Movies. I'm familiar with that.
I'm not familiar with that movie. I figured our children would have watched that by now.
It's not on Hulu. They're really upset about it. Yeah, okay. I haven't seen anything that she's been in except for Frozen. Anyway, so Ramon says that she has nice feet. He's Googling them now.
Yep.
Thanks for, making me waste a fuckload of phone battery trying to figure out who the fuck this woman was.
Whatever.
Before you sit there on your goddamn computer.
She's size 6 feet? I don't like
six?
That.
Six?
Yeah, that's dumb.
That's little.
Isn't
that's
it?
That's real little.
But here's her getting stretched.
Oh.
And forgetting Sarah Marshall, I
think.
Oh,
hey. All right.
Yep.
Oh, that looks comfy.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when you do that to me.
I love doing that to you. It's fun.
Okay. All right. She's got nice feet. I just thought The Good Place was kind of boring. Anyway, Kristen Bell has and will remain, I believe at least for a long time, my ultimate overall number one. She is so gorgeous with flawless, beautiful, and also cute feet. Mm-hmm. I also love how quirky and funny she is and the dynamic she has with her talented husband. Yeah, they, didn't they make those diapers?
What diapers?
Hello Bello. They're responsible for making that. They own that company of diapers and baby products. Nobody else knows this.
No.
Anyway, they make diapers and wipes and baby products. They're supposed to be all natural. They sell them at Walmart or something.
Groovy.
Anyway, that's her. That's your Kristen Bell fact for the day.
Tune in on the Kristen Bell midweek podcast. where you can find out more, Kristen Bell Facts.
She, no, I'm remembering things that I know about her. She's really into sloths.
She Who
really
isn't?
Likes, no, she's like really into sloths.
Wait. Oh, I remember seeing a video of someone
yeah,
surprising
someone
her
like
with
gives
one, yeah.
her a sloth. Yeah, that video yeah. was very big on the internet
yeah,
at
I
one
remember
point.
That, yeah.
Okay, now I remember who Kristen Bell
Super.
Is.
Super.
Anyway, ever since I saw her video for Tom's One Day Without Shoes,
oh.
my favorite holiday, I was, Tom's like the shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. I was hooked. Kristen Bell goes barefoot for Tom's One Day Without Shoes. My favorite holiday. Oh, he's, okay. So, oh, okay. It's he's just sending you the link.
Yes.
Okay, I see. We'll watch that at another day. I have yeah. not watched that.
Right.
I will also highlight the absolutely gorgeous Elle McPherson.
Yes.
A supermodel, I know, but she was also in the movie Sirens, in which she was not only frequently barefoot, but also nude, simply breathtaking.
I'll give her a pass because if you recall from the Saturday Night Live where she was the guest host, she played herself, but she was super duper gross. And Jim Brewer was taking her on a date. And then she talked about how much her feet smelled.
Oh.
And she like whipped out her bare feet and put them near his face.
And
that was a fun scene. So she gets, and she got huge
she
feet.
She was also on Friends.
Yeah, she's.
She was in Batman.
Elle McPherson has sort of crossed that, the barrier into celebrityism. In my, she's also a performer. So she's a multi-talented supermodel.
She's 57.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I can't picture her as anything but like in her 30s.
Yeah, here's a picture of her with her grown children.
That's weird.
Look, see? Grown ass children.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I mean, she's supermodel.
I don't know who she is. She has nice hair. Anyway, yeah, okay.
Yes.
Elle McPherson.
Yeah.
I remember that name.
Yeah.
As far as male celebrities go, my all-time favorite is Matthew McConaughey.
Hmm.
That's a good choice.
I feel like that's a good choice.
Were we just watching Matthew McConaughey in something? I feel like we just saw Matthew McConaughey in something.
Maybe? Yeah, we saw him in the Diners, Dive-Ins, and Drives thing.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't recall seeing him in a performance of any kind.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. And I talk about Matthew McConaughey a lot because he was in that the 1998 remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Where you do talk about
that
a lot.
Where he played the bad guy and Renee Zellweger played the final girl, and it was fucking insane.
Yeah.
It's like so good. But, like, not good, but, you know, that kind of good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But not bad, either. It's not a bad movie, because it's Matthew McConaughey and Renee Zellweger, so obviously the acting is top-notch.
Right.
But it's just, like before either of them really got famous.
Yeah, you like those strange horrors of olden days. Not that olden days that aren't that good.
I don't know. I don't like anything from before, like,
you have an eclectic taste when it comes to horror movies.
Except for, like, the classics. I don't like... Kind of like old movies.
No, you're very particular. Yes. So
why aren't you Googling Matthew McConaughey's feet right now?
I mean, I can click that link.
You can't click that link. That's not a hyperlink.
You aware that I can copy and paste, you old lady? Copy and paste. Do 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 to finance.
Copy and paste. Pasting. We're pasting, guys. Here it comes.
There it is.
Oh.
That's
yeah.
his fate.
Yeah. He's real handsome. He's
oh,
real
yeah, yeah.
handsome.
He's really fun.
Yeah, I mean, I am not attracted to feet.
No.
And I'm certainly not attracted to men's feet.
Wiki feet.
Oh yeah, wiki feet men. But yeah, those seem nice. Mm-hmm. As far as feet go and as far as men's feet.
Sure.
The hell is this? This does not look nearly as well maintained as the
regular
WikiFeet.
Well, I mean, I don't know that it's as visit. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Would you consider dating another WikiFeet user?
Oh.
74% say yes.
Well, I imagine yes.
I mean, like, why wouldn't you?
Right. Like, anyway, WikiFeet men.
I know he is a bit of a... No, we're not done. We're not done reading about Matthew
Whoops.
McConaughey yet. He says, I know he is a bit of a character, but he has gorgeous, handsome feet. I had to stop the Tropic Thunder DVD the first time my wife and I were watching that movie, rewind, and had to pause to take in the view of his soles when he had his bare feet propped up on the desk in one scene.
And there it is.
I've never seen that movie.
It's fun.
By the way, you brought up the excellent movie Take This Waltz. That's what it's called.
That is what it's called.
With Michelle Williams and Sarah Silverman, but neglected to mention that Michelle had amazing bare feet scenes, and Sarah Silverman, who is perfect in every single aspect, was nude, a dream come true.
She was. It's a good movie.
She was. Oh, yeah.
In the shower
scene.
Yeah.
It's yeah, good. I don't. I wasn't super hyper focused on Michelle Williams' feet because
they're nice. I don't find they're not my favorite, but they're really nice feet. It's just they seem just average to me.
Yeah, I will kind of never get over the fact that Michelle Williams was so unlikable on Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, you can't get over that.
I can't get over it. It's so I always find her a little bit unlike, except in, you remember Blue Valentine, that movie that she was in with Ryan Gosling?
I'm aware of it.
They're both pretty terrible.
I never saw it, so.
But like she is slightly less terrible. I mean, he's horrible. He's like an awful guy, but she's slightly less terrible. But yeah, I liked her in that. Anyway, over the past few years, I find myself being more drawn to female athletes and sportscasters, often also athletes, in the public eye.
I agree.
Yeah, Ramon's into athletic women. I don't know why the fuck he married me.
I'm into athletic women for their feet. I don't want to date someone who's athletic because that's a goddamn hassle. I like that we can occasionally be like, let's just order pizza and sit around and do nothing.
Occasionally.
Well...
I find them so strong, talented, and compelling. Carrie Walsh, gold medalist beach volleyball, Danica Patrick, car racing, Erin Andrews, and Carissa Thompson, NFL sportscasters. Many of the U.S. women's soccer team players, then and now. I could go on, depending on sports season. Okay, so here's the thing about...
12 and a half, Jesus Christ.
Yikes.
That's Carrie Walsh.
How tall is she?
Does it say? Usually doesn't say. No, it doesn't say.
Why would it not say?
Literally, like,
that's one of the first results that she got when you Google anything.
She seems quite tall. Look at those feet. They're huge.
Yeah, right?
Yeesh.
Like, those flip-flops are enormous, and they don't fit her properly.
Nope.
Like, her feet are... beach volleyball players are always hot, right?
Agreed.
Like, always. Like, volleyball players are always hot. I used to, like, take a shortcut through the gym... when I was in college,
yeah,
and just like scope out the girls playing volleyball practice, because mm-hmm. they always wear those little short shorts when
yeah,
they like those
they do.
like what you know what you're doing, girl. Mm-hmm. Who is this now?
Erin Andrews. Danica Patrick, I know, and his gorgeous feet. I know you guess you don't know. I should show you.
I don't, but that's fine.
She has size 9 feet.
Oh, she's really pretty.
She's
who's
pretty.
This
is Erin Andrews.
Oh, she's a sportscaster.
Yeah, seems to be a sportscaster. Yeah, she's pretty.
Carissa
Thompson with a CH. Carissa Thompson. There it is. Size 8. So I've been going down in size.
Oh, wow.
Yep,
so she seems to be doing some fan service in a lot of these photos.
A little bit.
Like she knows.
Oh, she knows.
She knows.
She knows. They all know. Spoiler, they all know.
Do you find that more or less sexy when they know? You find that more sexy, right? When it's like
when
a celebrity is like,
oh,
I know that the guys are into my feet, so I'm going to deliberately show off my feet a little bit.
I guess
you
I do like that.
You were talking about how you like how Alison Brie does that.
Generally, yeah, I prefer it when they like it. As a flip side to that, someone whose feet I also like, Ronda Rousey, she generally makes fun of the feet guys.
Nice.
She did a
good
whole thing. They did a really, her and her husband did a long video where it's like people kept asking for her feet, but they made a joke and then started showing goat's feet instead.
Nah.
Which was funny, but it's like, I mean, obviously I didn't enjoy that. I think it's funny, and that she's acknowledging them is one thing, but I always prefer it when they, you know, obviously I prefer it when they're more accommodating.
I mean, sure,
but yeah, I'm not gonna mock her for doing that. I mean, by all means, humiliate the foot guys, because
yep.
The guys who constantly ask for pictures are gross and
yeah,
awful.
That's so creepy.
Like, stop being a creep.
Yeah.
But it's also like, that makes me sad. They ruined it for us, is what I think.
Are you feeling kink shamed?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm I'm fine to be kink shamed because of these assholes. I blame them, not her.
Yes.
Always blame the guy.
I really like Ronda Rousey.
I do too. She did.
Do you remember that one WrestleMania that we watched where she was like, was she going to fight Stephanie McMahon?
Yeah, and she did.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that eventually happened. She became a wrestler.
That was great.
Yeah, Rock went and pulled her out of the crowd. That was great.
Yeah, that was so awesome.
It was really
awesome.
Brilliant. Yeah.
I like Ronda Rousey.
And she has a picture, well, it was a video with her and Steve-O, where she was teaching him how to do jiu-jitsu, and she put her foot on his head. It was great. You know, as close as I'm going to get with her, I think.
Which one is Steve-O?
Steve-O was the guy who was super into drugs and had all the tattoos.
Oh, right.
Then he got super clean,
He's
so good
like
for him.
He's like super clean now. He's like all
he really
about like vegan and raw foods.
I mean, he was really the other way.
Yeah,
so good
yeah.
For him.
Oh, absolutely.
He's on the brink there. So he did well.
That's very good.
Also, he had Ronda Rousey stand on his head, so, you know.
That's probably
good for him.
Was his turning point. That,
that was the moment.
That's what made him wow. That's what made him get better.
Continue.
Maybe that was his rock bottom.
Ah.
This is bare feet, right?
Yeah.
I went on Jesus Christ. Sorry, I feel like we've been really bare feet goes on to say. Also, recently, I find myself more admiring and thinking about my friend's feet. Whom I like, admire, and in some cases, deeply love. And that includes my beautiful wife. I should certainly hope so. As long as their feet are pampered, I'm drawn to them, even if they happen to be not my thing, because of everyone, everything they represent, and my connection with the whole person.
I agree.
Yeah, sure.
I suppose, yeah.
No, I mean, we definitely have friends who, like our one friend, whose feet you are into, but we... She's not your type at
right.
all, like physically or mentally.
You're talking about
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, correct.
Yeah, Ramon's really under her feet, but she's like not his type at all. Which
no. Which is a shame.
Takes all kinds.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
You gotta scroll down, my dude.
I do have to scroll down, my bad. I'm focused on several things. I'll be like you.
He says, I totally look forward to talking to you again, but for now, soul long, love bare feet. P.S. I will write more later and address my first feedback, which you read on the air, twice actually, once not recorded, including my belief that my mom has a foot fetish.
Oh,
that reminds
yeah.
me, happy Mother's Day. I just want to give a shout out to, PPS, I just want to give a shout out to Ramon. I cherish my memories listening to your first podcast and think you are an interesting, amazing, and brave person.
Thank you.
To both of you, I thank you so much for sharing your time and intimate aspects of yourselves. As you exhibit, I think it is important to be introspective and self-aware without being defensive and choosing to ignore what you find or self-loathing. We are all deeply flawed and on a journey. Love yourself and life.
Yeah, self-loathing's for jerks.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Barefeet.
Very nice. Here's our next one. Email from Chunkerbuds.
Chunkerbuds.
Hey, guys. I'm kind of nervous about writing this email, as I have never written into a podcast before. Well, I'm glad we could break your cherry. I have also never shared any of my sexual interests to the world, much less sharing personal stories. Anyway, here it goes. Luckily, you have the anonymity of the internet, because I doubt Chunker Budge is your Christian name.
I'm doxing you right now.
Hi, I go by Chunker Buds online. I'm a male with a fascination for feet, and I'm rapidly obtaining a better understanding for the world of fetishes thanks to your podcast.
Okay, it's not your username on Reddit, so...
All right, keep looking. Keep going. We're diving deep.
I don't know how to dox people.
I have been listening to the podcast for 2 months now. I have been lurking quietly, listening to every episode. When I found the podcast, 42 episodes were released, giving me plenty
nice.
To binge listen to. I thought that when I would be caught up on the episodes, I would feel satisfied. But it turns out that I was sad due to the end of the content. So I listened to my favorite episodes again. That's awesome. There's very few podcasts of which I'll re-listen to an episode, but I know that's a good podcast when I want to do that.
Yes. Yes.
Especially ones I have that are very, very, very long that I'm like, oh, I want to go back and listen to that episode.
Yeah.
Because it was so good.
Yeah.
I'm flattered.
Listen to the red-handed that they just did on Chris Benoit.
I know.
It's so... good.
I know.
And it's real fucking sad.
Of course
it
is.
It's going to make you cry in Walmart like it did me.
I just don't... I don't want to get so depressed. I mean, I listen to many episodes and podcasts about...
That's fair.
I know pretty much anything I can know about the Benoit situation. And I'm certain they did a good job, too.
I know everything one can know about the JonBenet Ramsey situation, but I still listen to every single podcast.
The Benoit one is really depressing for me.
It's so fucking depressing.
Just because it's wrestling and it's, you know, killing kids, and it's a whole goddamn thing.
That guy
it's
was like everything. Fucking out of his head.
As I listened,
anyway,
so many topics, so many topic ideas filled my head. Ooh.
Thank you. Jesus Christ. Thank you, Chunker Buds.
This
Holy
is,
shit. We desperately need this.
This is why I'm writing in. And I'm getting my notepad ready so that I can write down these ideas.
Excited.
Because guess what?
I'm so excited. Are they good ideas? Have
I
you read this?
I haven't read it in a while. Podcast emails. Podcast ideas. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. So you're going to type these up when they happen.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, because
I'm
you
excited.
Type faster than me.
Okay.
Because I'm reading it.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. We're going to do it. It's coming. One night, I brainstormed a list of topic ideas and wrote them down on paper.
A list.
Which filled
on paper.
Both sides of the page.
Damn.
That's what I like to hear. I don't recall them having that many. But
talk to me, Chunker Buds.
So I'm going
to
give you a few of my top favorite ideas now and write a separate email of all the ideas so far. We haven't gotten a second
email.
He's
teasing us.
I guess he's waiting for us to see it. Podcast episode topics. Here we go. Ready?
I'm on it.
Number one. Foot massages.
Foot massages. Okay, I'm not going to say anything.
You're not going to comment.
Not going to comment.
You want to get through?
Because, well, I mean, because that's the.
That's what?
Jesus fucking Christ, Ramon! How do I?
Oh my God, you're such a Luddite.
I'm trying to make your thing.
You wrote VHS.
No, set it to fucking portrait. Jesus Christ!
You mean set it to portrait? You mean lock the thing?
Yes. Thank you. Jesus Christ.
Well, stop turning it, you weirdo.
Well, oh my God. Ramon is an old, old man.
You're an old man.
He
You're
calls
like, how do
me
I work this,
a Luddite,
this phone,
but like,
phonocular device.
He calls me a Luddite, and yet here he is with his shit constantly going to landscape every time I like turn it a little
bit.
Yeah,
because I like to take pictures
I'm
properly.
I'm Ramon, and I have 1,000 notifications popping up constantly.
I'm a popular guy. Why are you looking at my notifications?
You averaged 3 hours, 41 minutes of screen time per
Great.
Day
get off my
week.
Notifications screen and get back
that's,
to the thing you're supposed
bad,
to. Give me
actually.
That. I'm doing it now.
It's
you've
not
lost,
bad.
You've lost
three
your ability.
3 hours and 41 minutes. That's way less Jesus. Than I used. I turned off screen time because it was making me very upset with
Number
myself.
Number one, foot massages.
Okay, go for it.
Giving others a simple massage maybe about talk about Maybe also talk about, I can't read. Maybe also
I'm
talk about, you're good.
Maybe also talk about non-sexual massages, then move into sexual massages.
I love sexual massages.
All right, I'm interested. Number two, foot ASMR.
You're striking a curve. That talking about kink shaming.
Talk about kink shame. He says, I know many listeners are into this, so this would be useful. The episode could be talking about plain ASMR, which I will wholeheartedly kink shame, then move into role play ASMR, then at the end, Belle could make some ASMR with her specific consent, of course.
That could be fun.
That is totally fine. We did that once, remember?
A little bit,
I rubbed my feet against
each
other.
We didn't do like a huge chill. We did like 15 minutes or something.
I have a lot of opinions about role play ASMR, largely because I don't get it. Because I think that ASMR is like the opposite. Like it makes me nauseous.
Makes you
listening
nauseous.
To ASMR like makes me like just very, very uncomfortable. It elicits a fight or flight response in me. And I don't like it's not a thing that I'm into. But I'll save that all for the podcast.
Hey.
Number three, signs of someone having a foot fetish. Hmm. This episode would be awesome to do as listeners could use these tips to figure out if their friends have a foot fetish.
I feel like we've covered this, but I could do a whole episode on that.
Maybe. I don't know.
That could be interesting.
I don't know. Well, that's interesting.
No,
that's
I
a
could
good
like
topic.
That one.
That's a good topic.
Like,
I like that.
Yeah.
And I don't. Nobody write in about these yet. Don't like be sending in your feedback like, oh, I know a sign where people have a foot fetish because we're not ready. We're not ready yet. Unless we decide to do that next week. But we're not. Not ready yet. I don't know. We'll see. Scroll down. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, he's teasing
us. Just a tease.
Teasing
two pages. He gave us three.
Teasing
hey,
us with these ideas.
Nothing.
He says, I'll be sending more soon, but I have to point out that a handful of topic ideas are gold ideas that Belle mentioned in earlier episodes. Never mind. They're all my great ideas. Thanks, me. But I mean, Ramon failed to write the ideas down.
Correct.
I also built upon the ideas of other listeners.
Yep.
some of Wikipedia's page entries, thanks Wikipedia, and topics I love and or want to learn more about.
Very interesting.
This was just my introductory email with some of my thoughts, and I hope to become a regular contributor to the podcast soon. I'm sorry I didn't write earlier to the podcast. I have a perfectionism disorder as well as ADHD, samesies, which makes me the perfect procrastinator. Hi, I have a room full of half-folded laundry that's been sitting up there for 3 days because, like, I can't, like, I need to get it done, but, like, I can't get it done until all the rest of the laundry is washed, and it's, like, there's always more, anyway. If I have been analyzing all the hints correctly, I suspect that Belle has ADHD as well.
Yeah.
Belle using 45 pounds of weighted blankets. Belle complaining that she is lazy. Belle not wanting to go to bed at night and not wanting to get out of bed in the morning. Yeah. And Ramon randomly shouting ADHD. It all adds up.
It does. Yes. She has some kind of brainular disorder.
Which leads me to my point that I also almost always wear a pair of socks no matter the weather. I have a foot fetish, so I find feet sexual. You guys also helps me figure out that is why I hide my feet. But I also think I wear socks for the compression. I think Belle is the same way. Yes. Besides the fact that she says her feet are always cold. Mm-hmm. That being said, I think if someone got her tight and really warm compression toe socks, she would wear less pairs, making it easier to get to her feet.
Not true. She just add more.
No. And I, like, Ramon thinks that I'm autistic. And I don't think I am, but I know that, like, especially, I know in particularly for women, I think that the ADHD symptoms and the autism symptoms, there's like a massive overlap.
Interesting.
And oftentimes it's like a huge misdiagnosis, but, you know, it's all just sort of on the same, it's all on the same spectrum. What are you doing?
It is.
Ramon's over here on Instagram. What the fuck is that?
Instagram.
What is that?
Instagram. What?
Go back to your front page. What the fuck am I looking at?
Oh, it's a giantess.
Is that a pussy?
No, that's someone in there.
Oh.
Someone in there. Oh. That's a collage. It's like a giantess collage.
Oh, my. That's not a pussy. That's a person.
It is not a pussy.
Anyway. Chunker Buds says, okay, I think I have rambled on enough, and I should get on with the full list of topic ideas, but I'm glad I wrote this because I don't feel as nervous anymore. I'm always thinking about you guys at 9 o'clock on Saturdays, knowing that the new and awesome content is being created and will be ready for the world in less than a day. I'm sorry that it's Sunday.
It's sort of morphed into Sunday.
It's like sometimes things get away from us. Thank you for your time reading this, and I hope to be back soon. Your friend from Pennsylvania, Chunker Buds.
Yay,
hey,
it's not very far.
We're right near there. Where are you in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, because it's a big state.
Yeah, I know, right? I wish we lived in Pennsylvania.
I do too. It's
so much. It's prettier than where we are, right?
No, Maryland's pretty. Don't act like
I was trying to be coy about it.
Everyone knows where we live.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like parts of Maryland are pretty. Parts of Pennsylvania are, I don't know. Remember that one time we went to Pittsburgh and I was like, damn, like super, super charmed by it. And everybody else thought that Pittsburgh was shitty. And I was like, this place is really
cute. Well, that's
because
they have the whole fucking football thing in their mind.
Oh, like, it was really cute. There was that like gondola you guys took up the mountain.
That was cool. No, we didn't get to take that.
Oh.
Because it wasn't working or something.
Well, that's bullshit.
I've been to the four corners, as far as I can tell, the four corners of Pennsylvania, and I've loved every part of it. You know, like I guess you wouldn't count Pittsburgh as the upper corner, but I do.
No, Pittsburgh is like the middle
sort of middle western. I've been up to Bucks County, which is gorgeous, a lot like woodsier up there. Mm-hmm. I've been over to Philadelphia. I love Philadelphia. I love in Harrisburg, of course, and all that. I think we all go there. Pennsylvania is one of my favorites.
I drove through Pennsylvania a lot, and it was always one of my favorite states to drive through.
Mm-hmm.
The mountains are so, so pretty, and all the Amish and or Mennonites that live up there, I wish that I could go and live with them.
I know you do.
You can't really ingratiate yourself into the Amish community.
It doesn't really work that way.
I don't think it's something you can do. You can't, like, marry
into
the Amish.
You could, like, go to Amish farmer's market and just kind of hang out and be their buds.
If I just start wearing a bonnet, do you think they'd just, like, accept me as one of theirs?
You could try.
What if I found myself, like, on an Amish farm and I had amnesia and I was like, I don't remember where I'm from, and they just had to take me in?
I'd miss you.
Well,
but you can do what you want. I guess not.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm going to go write that book right now.
You should do that. Wow. Unbelievable.
What was I going to say?
I don't know. It was about Pennsylvania.
One time I went to Philadelphia and I saw a production of Showboat. Remember?
Showboat?
Showboat.
Yes. Old Man River and whatnot. Yeah.
As starring Tom Bosley.
Right, right.
And it was a very long time before I realized that I knew who Tom Bosley was because I was like 13 when I saw it.
Yeah.
It was weird. Anyway,
I was really hoping for some sort of payoff to that story.
That's my whole story.
Gosh.
I don't have any, like, what?
Nothing. It's like one time I went to Pennsylvania and there was Tom Bosley. That's your story?
That's a pretty good story. Is it a Tom Bosley story. That's pretty good.
A Tom Bosley story. You'd think all the Gen Zers in our fucking audience have any clue who Tom Bosley is.
He was David the Gnome.
No one knows that show.
Well, that's not my problem. You have bad taste.
Oh, my God.
Gen Z? That's like young people, right?
Yeah, they're 20-somethings now.
I got no fucking patience for those people.
Yeah, I know. What's the generation after them? It's like Generation Double Z?
That's basically our kids.
I know. I guess we ought to find that.
I got no patience for those people either.
No, Jesus Christ. Email from Suckin' Toes.
Suckin' Toes.
Hello again, Belle and Ramon. I didn't think you'd read my, quote, memoir, as referred to by Belle. But thanks for doing
so. He's the stepsister guy.
Yep. I understand how you might have thought some of the info was embellished, but I can honestly say that things happened as I explained, taking human memory into account, of course.
Okay.
It also sounded like you might have not believed my teenage stepsister would have been so comfortable around me dressed in just her nightshirt. And I think that might have been due to my failure to get the point across about how long we grew up together before our foot and back rub started.
Okay.
When our parents met, we were in kindergarten. So we were around each other in the same house for quite a while. With that being said, the Westermark effect, as you mentioned, was most likely in play by the time I had her feet close to my face on a regular basis. Not to mention our religious backgrounds, which makes anything and everything to do with sex out to be dirty and wrong. Until you're married, anyway. That's a whole other conversation.
I mean, I don't know. I have brothers, and I definitely would not have been sitting pantsless on them when I was 13.
Right?
Like, I have brothers that are, like, my biological brothers that I, like, grew up with, and I would not have been like, oh, let me just sit on your back and give you a back massage.
Right. This is
I
just
feel
a
like,
bit...
I don't know. I feel like the Western market
people are different, but
was probably in effect to an extent, but
not entirely.
Right. I mean, I feel like we reached the conclusion toward the end that she was sort of like testing the waters of like, not like she was trying to fuck him, but
testing
the waters of like intimacy with a male.
Maybe it just
in a safe.
It seems like you were less like brother and sister, more like cousins.
Yeah,
and that you're not gonna do
well,
anything.
I mean, this is coming from Ramon, who wants to fuck his cousins. Ugh, but
not many of them. Jesus,
you said what you have said many times that you were into your cousin's feet when you were little.
I was, yes.
Yeah,
that's correct. But the point is, I never viewed them sexually, but clearly I was more comfortable. Not that I didn't have a sister, so I would never know what that's like.
Right.
But I imagine your brothers could talk about that to some degree. I believe it was Belle who wondered how things were between us these days and how get-togethers like Thanksgiving go over. Well, I left/escaped home as soon as I graduated from high school, which was a long time ago, and we haven't kept in touch since.
Aw.
When I go home to visit every now and then, sure, we speak, but that's about it, since our lives are very much different. She's still religious, and I have left religion completely. She always seems to be wearing sandals when she's around, but I don't think there's any kind of motive going on with her choice of footwear.
Well, is she wearing sandals, like, at Christmas time, like,
that's
coming
weird
through the snow?
Maybe.
Because then maybe, like, maybe. I would maybe wonder. Yeah. But
that's a good point.
But is she wearing sandals at, like, the 4th of July barbecue?
That's a little more acceptable. Do I check her feet out? Sure. But the only thing I get out of seeing them are the memories and thoughts about what it might have been when we were teens, and also how I'm glad nothing happened sexually.
That's a really healthy way to reflect on things.
Yeah. Cheers, Suckin' Toes.
Also, I think we've discovered what's wrong with you, Suckin' Toes. You just need Jesus.
Jesus. side note, the show The Chosen is really good.
Yeah.
It's currently on Peacock.
Yeah, but, Ramon and I are getting super into this Jesus show.
Not to dwell too much on that, but it's pretty good. Also, can we take a sidebar?
When you mentioned comic books, I was going to bring it up, but I was like, nah, that's too off topic. No,
it's our fucking
show. By all means,
so
bring it up.
I don't know if you all are into the show, so, you know, maybe you have bad taste, but the show Lucifer is bad. It's
like,
fucking bad.
We, guys, Guys, okay, so Ramon read all of the Lucifer comics. I'm a Sandman fan from, like, when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. And so I was super into that. And then the Lucifer comics, Ramon went out and got all the comics, and he read them, and he was obsessed with them.
Right, they're really good.
Them. And so once we realized that the show on Netflix was based on the comics and based on that character.
Loosely, yeah.
It's not based on the comics.
They just use the characters,
just
yeah.
based on the characters.
Right.
And we were like, okay, let's give it a try.
Sure.
Because, it can't be...
It couldn't be that bad.
And it's
gotta
real
be something,
fucking bad.
Because it's really popular.
The writing
is so atrocious.
It's like really... Like, I've read literal fan fiction that's written better than this. It's written like bad Lucifer fan fiction.
I described
it... The cop character is clearly a self-insert. Like, it's horrifyingly bad.
I made the comment that it's like they took a bot... And put in every trope of every edgy show,
mm-hmm.
and threw it in there. Like, for the fuck's sake, Maz, which I think I pronounced, it doesn't matter.
Maisie Keene.
Yeah,
girl.
Sure.
First off,
definitely not pronounced that way.
Love her in it the can't be. Comics.
I pronounce her as Maz, which I think makes more sense.
Whatever.
But it's neither here nor there. Point is, she was eating
fucking
a goddamn.
Sumerian.
She was eating a fucking
that.
Apple with a knife.
She like, was eating
fucking
an apple with a knife. She was doing that thing.
She was doing
where
the thing
cut
like,
it
oh,
with
she's
the,
a badass.
With the knife and then eat
Watch
the apple.
Out.
Also, like, in the very first scene, I knew it was going to be garbage because she's supposed to only have half a face. Her,
right.
like, half of her face is supposed to be, like, rotting off. And this chick is, like, gorgeous.
It's possible they'll bring it up later in the show, but.
Maybe.
You know.
I don't know. I don't care. Like it's not good enough
after
for me
two
to stick
episodes,
with it.
It didn't seem worth it to me.
No, it's like, not it's not good enough for me to stick with it.
The show can be boiled down to witty comment, I find you repulsive, smirk.
Yeah, but it's also not witty. Like it's what
presumed
some,
witty
it's what
edgy
like,
comment I'll say cuz he's like prostitutes and hookers. I'm
what,
Lucifer.
It's what like a 14-year-old would think that grown-ups think is witty.
And every song is so on the fucking nose, it's embarrassing.
Right?
Like,
right?
Oh, is it about the devil? Guess what? The song's going in the show.
It's, oh my gosh. You know how, like,
the whole show
of,
is on the nose.
You know how sort of cringy and on the nose Supernatural is, but, like, they joke about it. It's, like, tongue-in-cheek and funny and clever. Like, the writing in that show is good enough that it makes it not unwatchable. This is the opposite of that.
Yep.
It's like they're trying to do something clever and tongue-in-cheek, and it's just so ham-fisted and so bad. Anyway.
Opposite spectrum.
Lucifer sucks.
Opposite spectrum of religion and writing. The Chosen, which looked really good. We watched a trailer, and we're like, oh, okay, you know, I'm not usually
it's
into
so good.
Religious Jesus-y things.
Yeah, we've only got like another four or five episodes. So.
But in the first episode... It was so well written, mm-hmm. and the relationships were so built so well.
It was beautiful.
And the stakes were there. Like, there was, you cared about these characters already in the first episode so deeply. I recommend watching it. It's on Peacock.
So, in conclusion,
point is,
this is the last episode of the Foot Fetish Podcast because I'm about to get fucking born again because I'm like real into this show.
It's very good. All right, back to feet. Sorry.
Anyway.
All right, here we go.
This is a message from Philly Foot Guy 1. Hey, did you know one time I went to Philadelphia and I saw
Tom
Bosley?
Wow.
In a production of Showboat? Philly Foot Guy. I assume Philly Foot Guy is from Philadelphia.
He seems to be.
Maybe he's just into horses.
It's not spelled with an F.
Oh. Maybe he's just into cheesesteaks.
I am.
Me too.
I know what I want for dinner now. Wow.
Oh, anyway. Philly Foot Guy 1 says, what are those two types of cheesesteaks?
Oh,
cheese
my God.
Two cheesesteaks that, like, feud with each other. They're on opposite
sides
of the...
Geno's and, oh, shit. Who's the other one?
Pat's? Is
yeah,
it
Geno's
Pat's?
And Pat's, yeah.
Which is the one that uses the Cheese Whiz?
Yeah, everyone does. But
that's what
it's
I
always
like.
An option in Philadelphia.
That's
but
what I like.
Philadelphians and true aficionados of cheesesteaks know that you go to neither one. You go to other places.
Oh.
Because those are the tourist traps.
Yeah.
They're good. They're fine. It's just
we watched
better
a video of these two really cute girls. This was some weird channel on YouTube where these girls go around
Insider,
and try different
foods. Insider, I think
it's called.
Go ahead.
I don't remember where I was going with that.
Your brain keeps short-circuiting, and I watch it happen.
I've had a weird mental health week.
Yeah, no kidding.
A. And B, it's early, guys.
It's not that early.
And, like, it's 10 o'clock.
It's not.
I'm still sort of like, I don't know. I'm just, my brain is weird this week. My brain is in a weird place.
Out.
Anyway, Philly Foot Guy 1 says, "Hey, Bell and Ramon, a few comments for next week's and possible future episode."
Oh, we've been there. We finally made it in. Wow.
That was me. For celebrity feet, Angela Kinsey is at the top of my list.
Oh my God.
Get to Googling, Ramon. Get to Googling.
Barfing all over the
place. Sorry.
Go ahead.
She played Angela Martin on The Office and frequently shows off her feet on Instagram.
She does. It's crazy. She has very small feet.
Yeah, she looks.
But they're very nice small feet. Four and a half.
Four and a half?
They are small.
What the hell?
They're so small. And she's a small lady.
Yeah, she is really little.
Yeah, she was great in The Office.
He says, "The amount of time she flaunts her tiny feet make me think she's aware of the extra attention they attract, especially since people will comment on her photos complimenting her and her feet."
Yeah, probably.
"This is an interesting point in celebrity feet, if the celebrity is aware and supportive of our fetish." We were just talking about that.
How did
you know that, Philly Foot Guy?
It's amazing.
Alison Brie on The Late Late Show with James Corden is a great example
of this. That's where they talked about it.
I don't know what that is.
It's fine.
For a possible future episode, I want to give advice on how I, a straight cis male, regularly find women to share in my foot fetish. You and Belle have somewhat covered this already in your How Not to Be a Creep episode, but I have some tips that have worked for me surrounding online dating profiles and how to lead the conversation. If this is something you or our listeners... are interested in, I'm happy to share my experience. Best wishes, and I'm assuming the sign-off was Philly Foot Guy, but Ramon is not scrolling down. He is looking at Instagram.
I'm writing down his idea. Thank you very much. Although I think we did an episode on how to meet feet ladies, didn't we?
I think we did.
We did something like that, how to date.
Honestly, like...
Because we could do it again. Something
fuck
like
it. Send it in.
Yeah, I'm curious of your ideas.
I'm always on board for feedback. Because that's 90% of the show guys. This is an email from...
Shut up. I will do one more and then we'll take a break.
Okay, cool.
Email from Geoff.
Jeff.
Hi, Bell and Ramon.
Hi, Jeff.
I notice a lot of people say it the other way around, but that sounds like saying chips and fish. It doesn't sound right. So it's only fair, Belle goes first.
Thank you.
It's true in most things. Hello from England. Not British, as I've heard you say British people before.
What? Oh, for fuck's sake.
You son. Listen. Yes, you're English, but you're also British, son of a bitch.
Wait,
you're from Great Britain.
Aren't they the British Isles?
Yes, you're in Great Britain.
Great Britain, right? I know that England is a part of the United Kingdom,
right.
Okay, the United Kingdom is England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
The British Isles are...
I believe that also includes Ireland.
That includes Ireland.
Yes. Dig it?
I get it. Yeah. So if you're English, are you not British?
You are.
So...
You're in a smaller bubble.
I'm Googling this.
I mean, look, he can call himself whatever he wants. He can correct us because we're not from there. But I think he's wrong. I think you can definitely. British is a word, so clearly someone is British, and I would argue that someone from England would be considered British.
Like, what? What? Okay, the difference between English. No, that's not what I'm looking for.
Ah, Google sucks.
If you are from England as an English citizen, you are English. If you are from any of the countries in the British Isles, you are British.
Oh.
This means that only the English from England as a citizen can be both English and British.
So there you go.
If you are from Northern Ireland, you are British with the Northern Ireland culture. This is from differencebetween.net when someone asked, what is the difference between English and British?
That's such an English fucking thing that we got to be special, so you call us English. But if you're from Northern Ireland, you're just British.
Okay. And this is from projectbritain.com. People born in England are English or British and can say that they live in England, Britain, and or the UK.
Right.
Most people in England tend to say they are British rather than English.
Except this guy. Except Jeff.
Jeff.
Except fucking Jeff. Jeff.
What are you doing to me?
Hope you guys are well in these bad times.
We were. I'm not. I was, but I'm not.
I've been meaning to write in for a long time, but couldn't find the right opportunity. I love your podcast and regularly look forward to my long drives to work to catch up on some of the episodes I've missed. Can I say I'm like you, Ramon? I enjoy the smell of my wife's feet more than anything, which makes my middle wicket stand to attention.
Spoken like a true Brit. I'm sorry.
British bulldog. Okay. Just a question, really, and don't want to be kink shamed by Belle on this. It's going to happen.
Buckle up.
Buckle up, buckaroo. But I have fantasies of watching another guy worship my wife's feet. Not only that, but for my wife to get him off using her feet, for him to explode all over her sexy, soft soles. I have that too.
I know. Like, this is,
I don't necessarily.
You're not going to get king shamed here because, like, Ramon is a total foot cuck.
If,
like,
you gave a guy a foot job the way you gave me a foot job this last time, I think I'd be 100% on board because he'd be pinned and unable to get away, and mm-hmm. that's what turns me on about it.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ramon is very into me smothering other guys with my feet and ass. He's very,
very
into that.
I get turned on by
that.
You controlling another person.
Yeah.
That turns me on. If I can boil it down, if I can kink shame myself, that's what I like. I don't know why I like that, but I do. Probably because I'm a voyeur at heart.
You're a cuck.
I'm also a cuck.
Yeah.
But I'm a weird cuck. I'm a very specific cuck. Like, I don't have fantasy of you having sex with someone else necessarily. I mean, that foot job is sex, but...
Well, yeah, you're just not really into sex. In a lot of capacities, though.
Is this normal thinking? I mean, everyone has their fantasies, and I'm sure I've heard you once say that you'd love to see Belle foot smother a guy once. Yeah, it's very normal. This is called... It's
for,
a form
for
of cuckolding.
Ramon, this is super normal.
It's super normal for me. It was fun when I've mentioned it before when I first discovered that when we shot with Jermaine, who I mm-hmm. love and still talk to this day. God bless you, Jermaine. We're working on things, man. We're going to get a shoot together. that was a fun moment when I realized, oh, I'm way into this.
Right.
Like, that really turned me on to the point where I still enjoy those videos to this day.
Oh, gross.
Oh, you don't need to be. Whatever. I deserve to be kink shamed too.
I'm kink shaming you. Yeah. Look, everyone gets equally kink shamed.
Everyone.
Around here.
No sacred cows. I'm not into cuckold where I get humiliated. I just can't get the thought out of my head. Man, I understand it. It really. Listen, mm-hmm. listen. It's mm-hmm. totally normal. Cuckolding isn't just you being humiliated, even though that's the technical term of
no
cuckold.
I mean, I feel like part of it is voyeurism, part of it is, I mean, I don't know, is it,
there's some power there,
yeah,
being the guy who's on the outside. It depends yeah. on how you're, because some guys want the huge humiliation. Like, there was a guy who wanted us both to trample him while we made out or something like that.
Ew.
He wanted, remember, he's gonna invite us to a hotel.
You gross.
That's the gross part to her. There's some guys who like it like super duper humiliation, but other guys, mm-hmm. they like to be a little more in control where they're like directing things happening.
Yeah.
So there's all different levels of that specific fetish. As I'm learning from Jermaine, he's got
yeah,
a whole different
thing
with
that.
There's
guys who just like want to know that it happened. They don't even want to
right.
see it. They just want to know that it has happened
yeah.
and maybe hear about it later and like get off to it. Like,
right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think that's very much within the realm of normal.
Totally. Anyway, keep up the good work, guys. You truly are an inspiration to all of us foot fetishists to
to not be shamed by our love for
to
feet.
Not be shamed.
That's
by
a typo, not some weird British slang.
Right.
So, English slang.
From Jeff Smith, Englander from England.
Jeff.
The British Isles, rule Britannia. Britannia
I'm
rules
going
the waves.
To need you to write back in and explain to me why you are English and not British, because the internet
he's
says
say
the internet
thing.
Says otherwise.
Honestly, he seems like a bit of a chaff to me.
Oh my god,
what is it? What is it? What's the word? It's not chaff. It's
chav is a thing.
Chav.
But I don't
it.
Think that Jeff is a chav. I would doubt very much.
I don't know.
Chav.
I can hear
no,
his voice.
Chavs are like those little punk teenage kids who like.
Is it a punk teenage kid? I think it's
yeah.
They use
no,
it more
about,
as an insult, don't they?
Think about the girl from Little Britain who was like.
Yeah, I think that's him.
Yeah, but no, but yeah, but That yeah. girl. And it's called...
First off, Little Britain's fucking great.
Little Britain, not Little England.
Explain that one, my boyo. All right. Well, we're going to take a little break for the steak, and we'll be back with the F's of Clips for Sale.
F's. It's going to be quite a journey. Buckle up.
Be right back.
Hello, friends. Dr. Bell from Ramon's Faceful of Feet Clip Store here to bring you Ramon's Faceful Human Furniture.
Human furniture?
Did you know? According to science, the human face is the most comfortable piece of furniture in the world.
Science!
Science. It's the ideal seat for butts both big and small.
Big, small.
Bare feet fit perfectly within its contours.
Contours.
Do your feet smell?
Ew.
Don't worry. Your piece of human furniture will never complain or be able to.
No.
Our human furniture is comfy, squishy, sometimes squeaky, but always the perfect place to rest your smelly bare feet and butt. But don't take my word for it. Come on down to RamonFaceful.com and see our numerous examples for yourself with over 700 clips of foot smothering, face sitting, and the finest human furniture on the web today. RamonFaceful.com. Human furniture clips. Have a seat.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
There are a few defining moments in the history of man. 1963, 68, 69, 69. Man walks on the moon.
Wow.
I forget. 1971, man walks on the moon. Again. Finally, and then for a while, nothing happened. But finally today, May 9th, 2021, the Foot Fetish Podcast makes it to the F's in Clips for Sale.
May 9th.
May 9th. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Call your mother. Don't tell her about your feet stuff. She doesn't want to hear that. But
except
we do.
What's his face? Who's it who needs to call his mom and talk to her about their foot fetish? She has a foot fetish, too. Remember the guy who was like, oh, my mom is a foot fetish.
Yeah, but
then he's like, I have more to say about that, but I'm not going to tell you.
Then didn't say, yeah, bullshit. But anyway, that's fine. So here we are in the F's. Are we ready?
Apologies to Jeff, our British listener, because it is not Mother's Day in Britain.
No?
No. Uh-huh. No, their Mother's
Apologies
Day.
Apologies to his British English mom. They're,
maybe she's not British or English.
No, she could not be. She could, might not be.
Mm, yeah, no, their Mother's Day is like, I don't know, like
some other day.
Months ago or
it
something.
Doesn't matter. It's a bullshit holiday. What is the problem?
I'm cold.
You're cold. I'm hot.
Cold. I'm turning the heater on.
All right, moving. We're going to start us strong with face fetish.
Face fetish. So, what does that even
right?
mean?
Like, because I get the next one, which is face, all the different face stuff. But
face fetish.
It's. Is it just your face?
Hmm.
What the hell's going on here?
Oh.
Oh, her face is pushed under glass.
Okay, her face is like smushed.
She's got her face smushed.
Is it smushing?
I don't know. What the hell
a
is this?
A lot of this appears to be like smushed against glass.
Here's the top clips.
Top clips. Smushed on glass. This is just a lady's face.
Yeah. What the hell is going on here? That's her face.
Wait, is it your...
It just seems to be things being done to the face. This seems like an over-encompassing thing of the next bunch of categories.
Okay. Weird.
So face fucking, which is goes without saying.
Gross.
Gotta fuck that face. Face licking. Also
ew,
gross for you.
Ew,
you
ew,
hate
ew,
that.
Ew.
Oh, my goodness. And then on to one of my personal favorites. Face sitting.
Ugh, no
Of
thanks.
Which we are currently... Hang on.
Wait.
We're on here somewhere. Actually, probably not. We haven't been selling super
aww.
Well this month. Let's see. We're not in the top 50. I knew that.
No, no. That's too bad.
We probably don't have any of the top 50 clips either. I'm checking.
Oh, my God. Number three is shemale. I don't think that word is even really acceptable anymore.
I don't know that it is.
No, none of these are
you
yours.
You don't know. You don't know any of our clips. Nah.
Are you butt slam violence?
Could be. Could be, if I wanted to be. But the number one in face sitting is 20 minutes unedited, uncut face sitting and face farting. Valentina Vendetta.
Farting. See, that's why we're never going to be number one, because I can't fart.
Look, they got a smother stool. We were thinking about getting a smother stool.
Ugh, Ramon fucking got a new job, and he's like, I'm going to buy a queening seat. And I'm like, fuck you, dude, no.
Clearly it is edited because she changed.
Yeah, right? Well, maybe that's just for
her ass is amazing.
That's a super nice ass. Girl, what you watching? What you got on TV? Those are cute leggings, too.
That's a nice. I can see why that's number one.
Yeah, that's quality.
What are they charging for this thing? $12.99 for a 22-minute video. Yeah,
right,
I can see
why
reasonable. That
would sell
really
well.
Super stinky foot worship down below from the same studio.
This is from Filth Fetish Studios.
Yeah, I'm going to get me one of those.
All right. But if you're looking for face sitting or human furniture, don't go to Filth Fetish Studios. Don't.
Go to RamonFaceful.com.
That's filthy. Go to RamonFaceful.
Yeah. Going on down the line, we have face slapping.
Oh, kink shame.
Gotta slap that
kink
face.
Shame. Kink shame.
Slap it. Now, what's face busting? Is that nutting on someone's face?
No, I feel like
No. Face busting is where you kick him in the face, punch him in the face.
Click it. Let me see.
Here we go. Yep. Punch him in the face or slapping with the feet in the face. Here we go. Number one clip is Enola's face demolition.
Most extreme
face busting. Face kicking with high heels. Jesus Christ.
Bare nylons.
Warning
graphic content.
I'm not going to look at that. So yeah, it's like kicking in the face.
Okay.
Mostly kicking in the face.
Fair.
Hey, this one's fun. She's sitting on him while she does it.
She's got
I own your face under my
full
feet.
Full leg tattoos.
Now see.
That's pretty.
I could do clips like this, but I like a more gentle, or at least more playful smothering. Not so violent. But people like the violence. They like people kicking him in the face.
Damn. Look at her tattoos.
They're
She's
impressive.
Got full tattoos down both legs.
Mm-hmm, all of like roses and
Those
stuff.
Those are pretty.
They are nice. So that's face busting.
Face busting. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's fine.
Not my thing.
Face standing, which we have done.
We have. It's hard.
It is hard.
It's harder than you'd think.
I don't believe we're number one in face. Although face standing is such
we're
a.
We're probably not number one in any of these.
We're number one in some of them, and you're going to see. But it's not this one. Because we don't do that much trampling.
No.
Now the stores that do, I understand, you know. Eesh. They do some crazy shit.
Oh God.
With sandals.
That lady had heels on. They've got
See,
a special table
I
for this
I love those tables where you just got your face sticking out from under the table, but that's even bigger than a smother stool. You can't hide that anywhere.
Yeah, no.
That's like a room in your house.
Yeah, dude, stop. Don't buy specific fetish furniture. Like,
you can't stop me. Face stuffing / overeating.
Click it. I'm into it.
Is this another one of those, what is it?
It's like Uber feederism.
No, it's the mensch videos. What are they called?
What?
The Uberlax, what the fuck are these videos called? The one where you can hear them eating?
Oh.
Gork videos?
The mukbangs.
Mukbangs.
Gork. Uberlack. What the hell are you talking
Uberlack,
about? What the hell are you talking about? No, I don't think that these are, I mean, there might be a little bit of overlap, but I think this is more just about like,
here's a
this
mukbang.
Is more like feederism.
Little Eaters Breakfast for 10, mukbang. But all for me. That's number one. The number one clip.
The number
one. In this particular category. Yeah, this person's slender.
Oh, wow.
And then just eats a whole bunch of food.
And then she just, like, stuffs herself.
Jesus.
Yikes.
Is that raw chicken?
No, I believe that's... I don't know. I can't tell what that is.
Apple turnovers.
That makes me upset because...
Yeah.
Do you suppose she throws up afterwards?
Probably. Oh, now I'm uncomfortable.
I know, right?
I was here to kink shame, and now I'm sad.
I know, right?
I didn't come here to be sad.
Welcome to my life. A lot of times I'm just like, oh, honey.
Moving on.
Like,
facials, we know what that is.
Pass,
or is it just doing, is it just facial? Is it just like?
Is it just like, oh, I'm going to wear like, you know, I'm going to do a chemical peel.
Like, I'm going to hope for the best. I'm hoping for the best.
It's not.
I'm hoping for the best. Oh, sweet Jesus, it's not. Nope. God damn it. God damn you, internet.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, do you know what the term?
Of course I do. I was just hoping for the best.
Ramon's over here like, cream pie, huh? Sounds delicious. Let me click that.
I would love a cream pie right now.
Oh, my God.
fairy tales.
I'm super, super interested.
I might be as well. Here we go.
One of the first, like ever, like it was really like softcore porn that I was watching on HBO late at night when I was a teenager was, it was like retellings of fairy tales. It was like friggin', like Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
And, it was, very nice. Enchanted by Pixie Pussy.
Enchanted by Pixie Pussy.
This is the number one clip in this category.
Yeah, that's okay. Some Pixie Pussy.
Bunch of sexy ladies wearing fairy wings.
Oh, and they got you. And they're licking your penis.
Well, not mine.
They're enjoying your penis. Yours. Your penis.
Mine?
It's a fantasy. So it's your penis.
Okay. I mean, all right. That's fine.
The queen
go
of
for it,
tights?
I guess.
Queen of tights.
These are not. There's Little Red Riding Hood, but
Red Riding Hood sucks on some wood.
I guess she does have a red cape on.
Yeah, okay, I get this category. I figured it had been bigger than this, but maybe we gotta. Clearly,
Hang
we
on.
Need to jump in on this.
Scroll
one.
Scroll down to the bottom. I want to see the mermaid transformation.
Sure, because that's fairy tale.
Wow, there's nothing.
There's a preview. Hang on.
Yeah, obviously, click for a preview.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Up, she is
oh,
in.
Oh, she's got a cute outfit on.
And that's the I Dream of Jeannie harem
real
dress.
Real nice boobies.
She's jingling around. She has huge boobs.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess she turns into a mermaid.
And then she turns into a mermaid.
Some people are way into the transformation thing.
I mean.
I get it.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to kink shame that at all. I appreciate that.
One of our fans who's made clips for us, Petty Princess, they do a lot of transforming himself into shoes. Stuff.
Okay.
Like he does a lot of fun camera tricks where it's like boop, and now he's a shoe, and then his wife puts on the shoes. It's nice.
Okay.
It's like that's a fun niche. Good for you. Like, cause we don't do that shit.
I'm just picturing those shoes from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, know, no, the ones that got
shoes.
Put in the dip.
Yeah.
Now I'm sad again.
Oh no.
Fantasies.
I mean,
what
that's
a wild.
So, that's so general.
Yeah.
What does that even
like?
Mean?
What is that? I guess I'll look at it.
I mean.
Number one clip is
manipulated on the job.
Oh,
that's
no.
Sad
is that your fantasy? Oh, fantasies and more intro.
Ghost manipulated.
Silly.
What? What am I? What?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't get
I mean,
it. A lot of manipulation stuff here.
Okay. Hmm. Well, I'm really looking forward to when we get to the G's because I hope that there's more ghost porn.
I'm certain there is.
I'm looking
fantasy
forward to
wrestling. Now. I know about mixed wrestling and all the different wrestling
it's
stuff.
It's like a dwarf and an orc beating
I hope
shit
so.
Out of each other.
Let's
it's
see.
Not. You know it's not.
Number
Nothing's
one is Raw Sugar 15.
It's just fucking
This just
ladies.
Seems to be a compilation
it's
of
just
things.
Ladies. This is called Modest Moms Wrestling. All right.
I think this is pro wrestling, but it has a... but there's a pro wrestling category, so what is this? Stink Face featuring Brian McGee. I'm familiar with the Stink Face, yes?
No.
So a Stink Face, which was created
Why would
in
I
wrestling.
Be familiar with that?
So
that
someone's like laying in the corner of the wrestling ring, and then someone backs their ass up. What you do to me in the shower is a
oh.
Stink Face.
Oh, okay.
But they do it in wrestling.
Okay. So this is just wrestling, but kind of sexy?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Okay. I get that. All right, sure.
All right. I mean, okay, takes all
It
kinds.
Seems kind of like mundane to me, but I get it. There's a whole,
sure.
There is a whole goddamn industry in making pro wrestling a little sexier and then buying that custom of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Moving on to farting. We know what farting
Ugh,
is.
Pass.
What's the number one farting clip? I kind of want to know. Like, who is the best fart
we
in the business?
Just
on your
knees
fart
slave.
Lick my bubbly, squirty, visibly dirty, volcanic asshole.
What?
I've made a terrible mistake.
What? Visibly dirty. Fucking
do you have
ew.
Like a do you have like a shitty poo?
No, no. I mean, you're gonna click it and you're gonna show me the preview. Like, don't act like you were in it to win it, Ramon.
It's just a gif, thank God.
It's just a gif.
Oh God, I'm so scared.
Is this a weird camera angle or does she have
I think it's a fisheye. Yeah, it's a fisheye lens.
Okay.
She's got a big butt though.
She's got yeah, I can't tell
and
if
they're accentuating it.
Yeah, they really are.
Doesn't seem visibly dirty.
No, she looks fairly... I mean, she's got holes in her leggings, though, so that feels kind of
dirty. That. That's a booty.
That's a big ass.
It's a big ass.
That's a big
nope,
ass.
Nope, it's going into my face. All right, I get it. All right.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I get the farting, guys. It's
I
just a little gross.
I don't get it.
I get the humiliation aspect of it. I think it's funny, which also gets me going a little bit. I don't watch farting videos, usually.
Mm-hmm.
fat.
Nice. Click it. Click
all
it.
Right.
I'm here. I'm here for
here
it.
Here we go.
I'm into fat girls.
The fatty,
I'm
real
fatty,
into fat.
Fat girls.
Day Clink. What the fatty really
what?
Does at the fitness center.
Let me see.
Or that Davy Clink. I can't
Let
read.
Let me see.
That's Davy Clink. Davy
what?
Clink? Davy Clink?
Davy Clink.
What does the fatty really do at
what
the fitness
What am I looking
center?
At? Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, this
oh,
is gay.
Oh, it's gay. Oh, that's fun.
Okay.
I didn't see that coming.
Unexpected gay
wow.
porn.
That Sudden, big man. That big man.
This man is easily 600 pounds.
Wow.
Well, I
and the
mean,
little guy is banging him. This
and the
is
little
fun.
Guy is fucking him.
I never, of course this exists, but it didn't occur to me this would be number one.
I was
one.
Not expecting
In
number
fat.
One to be surprised.
That's
gay
fun.
Porn.
That kind of makes me happy. I don't know why, but it does. I don't know. I just didn't expect it.
Here's Ramon, just utterly tickled by gay porn in the morning.
Who's the king? I think it continues. I think he's got.
I think this might.
Oops, that's fine.
Wow.
King Gluttony, too fat to reach his dick.
Oh, I mean.
Oh, poor guy. Can someone help him? Is it? Oh. Oh, that's a big
oh,
man.
Oh, he's kind of cute.
Oof.
He's very, very large.
He is. I you can't even see his
I
dick.
I can't see. Ooh.
Like, he's nude, but you can't tell because he's.
He's,
I can smell this picture. Like, I don't want to
no.
fat shame anybody, but
no,
this guy's
no,
real
no.
Big.
I definitely used to work with a guy,
there's
who
a smell,
reminds me
yeah.
of this guy, and there's an odor. Yeah. Because if
wow.
you're too fat to reach your dick, you're too fat to wash
and
your
that's
dick.
Number two.
And unless
so
you have
somebody
help,
is way
yeah,
into that.
I mean, takes all kinds, because I definitely,
And I guess this is all from
so,
this.
So, okay. Yeah.
yeah.
No, these are these different,
Yeah, the top clips seem to be all from this one
yeah,
studio.
They're
oh,
all,
here's
they're all
here's
from
the first
the
lady.
Studio. They're all dudes.
This okay. is Start Into the Day, part four.
This is a supersized BBW, Leilani.
Yeah.
She's pretty.
Yeah, not much on this preview.
She real big, though.
She is big.
Let me see. Click on number six. I
number
want to see
six.
Extreme stuffing.
Extreme stuffing.
Mm. See,
that's what we're gonna do later.
This is what I'm into.
Oh, she
what
got. I guess there's a pizza here and the dessert.
She's got like yeah, a pizza and a dessert pizza.
That's fun.
See,
this is a fun fetish to be a part of. It's like I'm just gonna enjoy this meal,
right?
So I get
and,
it.
Like dudes just buy you food and
yeah.
like yeah, look at that button popping. Yeah,
gotta button that. Pop.
I'm pretty into her. Like that's a really
that's
kind of
your thing. Yeah,
that's a good size for me.
That's
I
interesting.
Like that.
So there's fat.
Mm-hmm.
Fat's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on that to fat fun. Admirer.
Yep.
What's the difference between fat admirer and fat? Let's see.
Nothing.
So this is a bit smaller because
I think there's going to be possibly fewer dudes in this.
Taking a shower.
Taking a shower. Laura Fatty.
Yeah, she's big. She's not that big.
Click the GIF. Click the GIF.
Let's see.
Let's see.
So this is her
Let's
taking
see.
A shower.
How you doing, Laura Fatty?
Yeah, what's going on?
What you doing,
on
girl?
There? Waiting for this GIF to load.
That's cool.
No, it's whatever.
That's
like,
fine.
We're just,
that's fine. Clips
how's,
for sale.
How's your day going? It's good? All right. I don't think this is going to work.
The term Dago.
I can do that. It's my people. Fat admirer. It's just a little, it's fat, but it's not like.
It's just more fat.
Sort of just like admiring the fat as
it's
it
It's a subcategory of fat.
Fat apron.
Fat apron.
What? What?
It's
oh, it's small.
It's like that fat overhang, that belly overhang.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, some skinny girls get that like look at her in the blue dress. She's got that. She's not that big, but she's got like a big belly overhang. That
I
like
see,
that's
yeah.
a specific
it is,
thing
isn't it?
For a lot of dudes.
Interesting.
I follow this girl on Instagram and she's fairly big.
Yeah.
And she's got like a big belly overhang.
Hmm.
Yeah, look at her. Yeah. She's shaped very strangely.
She is shaped strangely.
Is she appears pregnant, but
I think she has stuffed her thing. I don't think that's
oh,
her
body. Oh, you know what?
Looking at it, because I don't think a human being can be shaped
no,
in those particular
no,
ways.
No, you're right. Yeah, I don't know if I
wait a minute.
This.
No, I know her. Yeah, that's stuffed.
Ah.
Yeah, I know this person.
You know her?
Well, I don't know her personally, but she does a lot of foot fetish stuff.
Oh.
She does not look like this. She's just stuffed oh. her dress.
Well, I really feel lied to right now.
A little
now.
Bit, a little lied to.
Fuck you, the laughing Latina. Fuck you.
Feeder feedy.
Click it.
Here we go. Guess what? Somebody's getting fed. 1 year of gluttony, doctor reactions.
Oh, here's ASMR feedy.
Ew.
Funnel chugging.
Funnel chugging.
Ugh. Ugh, see, I don't like that.
No, but I'm a click it. No, I don't know them. She looked familiar. I thought this was someone we had worked with. It's not.
Belly jiggling.
This is weird. Jiggling that belly.
Belly jiggling.
Belly. Oh, gross. Ugh.
No, see, I don't want to watch anybody like forcibly fed.
Gross. I'm out of here.
I just want to see some fat girls eating feet some fight. Pizza.
Feet fight.
What's that?
Now, if this is a combination
of I'm unfamiliar
of
with this.
It's either feet fighting each other or it's like kickboxing. It is, in fact, kickboxing.
It's kickboxing. What do you think feet fighting each other would be?
Like, you know, the leg fight that you do on the couch sometimes with people, you know, like that.
I don't believe that that's even a...
Yep, feet fight's fun.
Okay.
Hello. Feet fight volume 210.
Oh, yeah, she's winning. I think she's winning this feet fight.
Ah, it's MF, which is the guy from Brazil.
Is that a guy down the bottom?
I can't tell. They do both. We're going to take a little preview action here. It is a girl.
Oh, no, it's a lady.
It is a lady, you see.
Her face was covered by feet, so I couldn't
her
see.
Her face was covered by feet.
Oh, this looks unpleasant.
They're very rough.
That's really rough.
They're rough
she's
here.
She's really little, though, so I bet I could take that.
Yeah, I bet you could, too.
I hate that.
Yeah, this studio is very intense. This is the studio that put out Two Girls, One Cup.
Oh.
Like, they literally do every fetish.
Okay.
And it's questionable how they get their women.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of their subs are, and I guess some of their tops are drug addicts.
Yeah.
So they're willing to do a lot of this hardcore stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the girls who did Two Girls, One Cup were clearly, like, not...
Right, not
well. Just, you know, doing it to just have fun, have a good time.
So it's, I feel weird about their
content.
Yeah,
I feel
most
super
time.
Weird about this.
Because they never
actually.
Know who's doing what.
Yeah.
And they're always just a bit.
Are they drug
than
addicts?
Like.
Are they desperate? Are they trafficked?
Right.
Like, who the fuck
they
knows?
Need help? I don't know.
You, yeah, probably.
So I feel weird about their stuff.
Yeah, that's upsetting.
Yeah. So that was fun con. So feet JOI. Oops.
Oh
I fuck
gosh.
It up.
Gosh. You fucked
I
everything
fucked it up.
Up. So feet joy.
Yeah.
Feet joy. Just joyful.
People keep wanting you to do
feet.
The
I don't know how.
Jerk off instructions, but
I can listen. These are things that I can do via like text message.
Right.
But I feel like I can't do it without
Hey, nice
wiener. You should.
If you want
touch it. Touch your wiener.
If you want that style of JOI, you can get it.
That's right. Touch that wiener.
Touch it good.
Like I don't know.
And now here's all the female categories.
Female boxing. Female desperation. What?
You know what that is.
Oh,
female domination. Classic. Female ejaculation.
Not a real thing.
Not a real thing. Female fat admirers.
That's me. Click it.
It's going to be more of the same stuff.
I don't care. Riding my 500-pound boyfriend.
Oh,
POV.
That's interesting. So if you had a 500-pound boyfriend, this would it be like for you.
Female feeder heaven.
So enjoy.
I'm not certain that a 500-pound male can successfully penetrate a woman.
It depends on how hard you sit, maybe.
It's like I'm like that. The clip that we saw, she's got really nice boobs.
She does.
It's like the clip that we saw earlier of the dude fucking the fat guy in the butt. Like,
yeah.
I don't believe that there was any actual asshole penetration. I think that
really
was a lot of like butt
skin,
cheek penetration.
Yeah. That's fair.
So this is women who are into fat men.
Oh, it seems that way. Yeah.
Hello.
Female fat admirer. Okay. Which is kind
of
you.
Sort of. Yeah. All right.
That's
I'm
fun for everybody.
Into that.
Female fighting. Makes sense.
No. Girls.
Female mercy.
What?
I don't understand. Oh, there's only two studios that do it and two clips.
Oh, it's so wrestling.
It seems like it, but.
Oh, it's the laughing Latina again. I'm not interested in her. She's a phony.
Let's see.
She's a big phony.
No, it is not going in my mouth. I don't understand.
What the fuck kind of a title is that? This is such a long description. I'm not reading this.
Yeah, I don't write nearly that
I'm
long.
Not reading this.
See,
this
I
is
always
a whole
feel,
fucking story.
I feel like I never write long enough descriptions, but at the same time, I never feel like reading them. If I'm going around looking at clips,
right?
Like I don't feel like reading
You're gonna
that.
Watch a 30-second GIF. You're not
right.
gonna read like
right?
three paragraphs of description.
I'll read a little bit, be like, okay, what's going on in here? Great. What's the content? Moving on.
Right.
Female pro wrestling. There you go.
I really feel like we've sort of gotten there.
Yes. Female supremacy. Sure, sure. Female domination. Yeah. But what,
no,
it's all
I
good.
Mean female supremacy.
Female tickling male. Okay.
Okay.
I get it.
Go for it, I guess.
Female training.
Mm.
Female wrestling, which is different than pro wrestling, of course, but fembot, which is irritating.
No.
Femdom, which is just... I guess when you're bored, or when you don't feel like being specific about what the fuck you're doing, and you just kind of...
Sure. I mean, there's... I mean, I feel... Mm.
Yeah, I get it.
That's probably just like a big general category that some people want to... Yeah.
Femdom POV, femdom sex, feminization.
Ugh. That's just...
I feel like that's
porn.
Not PC
get
anymore.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's a whole thing. Femme fatale. I haven't heard that term in forever.
What? So like secret sexy assassin.
Kind of, yeah.
Nice.
Fetish.
I hate... Who's... click it.
What's the
I'm really interested. I'm really interested.
The number one in fetish.
Just fetish
it's
in
awfully
general.
Bold if you just decide you're fetish.
It's literally a lady doing yoga.
And being stripped.
What?
You couldn't find a subcategory for that? Just
what?
Fetish.
Number two is this lady sucking on ice?
Number three is swallow and eat sweet strawberries. And number four is...
Crushing something.
It's like, I don't know, I guess you didn't feel like going to the subcategory?
Well, I mean, I feel like these are probably subcategoried, but also they're just labeled fetish to try and...
I guess.
You throw enough shit at the wall, something's going to
stick. Fetish art? Good stuff.
Okay. Like what? Like cartoons?
Good point. Let's find out.
Yeah.
Maybe was there a cartoon category? I think there was.
Of course there was.
I mean, we went through the C's already. The Slime Harvest featuring Bane Jane.
What? Glitches. What am I looking at?
It's just artsy kind of films.
Oh.
Gotcha.
I don't fucking care about that.
Not a huge category.
Slime Harvest, though.
I guess we got to check that out.
What is that even? Yeah, no, I am curious about this.
Okay, here we go. Watching the GIF.
Okay, so there's a lady and she's got...
She's wrapped up.
She's wrapped up in like
saran
wrap.
Oh, they're harvesting the slime off of her because she's all wrapped up. Weird.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
That's very wasteful, though.
A little bit, right?
That's very wasteful.
Yeah, what else are you going to do with it? You don't use cling wrap for anything.
No, I don't, because it's wasteful.
Fetish clothing, sure.
Okay.
Figure bukkake. I think that's...
Oh, no, gross.
Is that on...
It's dudes coming on, like, action figures and little
dolls
and stuff.
People are way into that.
I know.
Way the fuck into
I
that.
I know.
It's kind of gross, because then you got to, like...
It's super gross. It's really gross.
Financial domination, which is
okay,
such a
weird... Okay,
that's fine. I mean, I get it, but it's just...
That's fine. Like, whatever.
There's the longest title yet.
Financial.
I know.
I don't understand it at all. I don't understand dudes who, like, I mean, whatever.
Fine art nude male modeling. That's the longest title we've seen
yet. Sure.
I get it. It's pretty straightforward. I can't imagine it's anything but what it is.
No, absolutely. That sounds fine.
Finger brushing.
What? Stop. He's touching me.
I'm
Stop.
Brushing you with my fingers.
What is that? Let me see.
It's the light touch.
I hate being caressed.
It's brushing. Oh, that is not what I expected.
Oh, so
literally
it's brushing your teeth with your
a finger?
That's
not what I thought it was, like, you know, flicking like the clitoris with your finger.
No,
I thought that would have been finger. No,
wow.
It's literally brushing.
It's literally
your teeth
brushing
your
teeth with a finger.
I had no idea. Huh.
That's what?
Yeah.
That can fuck right off. That's you
or
know what?
You make
I'm
a boatload.
I'm not kink shaming it, but it is fucking weird.
It is. I mean, that. In and of itself. Mm. Finger fetish. Got it.
I mean.
You got
okay,
it.
Okay. I got it.
Finger fucking.
What?
I got it. Get
no.
it in there. Get it.
Ew. Gross.
Using it on your elbow.
Gross. No.
Finger fetish. Oh, we just did that.
Fingernail fetish.
I get it.
Takes all kinds, I guess.
Fingernail polishing.
So, okay. Sure. Fire play. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm kink shaming because that's super dangerous, but also I want to see it.
Okay. I know a few people that are way into fire play.
No, you don't. Shut up. You don't know anybody.
I know tons of... Oh.
Ooh.
No safe words. Sole close-up angle only. I was some fire on the soles of the
Ooh,
feet.
Yikes. This chick's setting off fireworks.
Yeah.
She seems like fun.
Fire play. Again with the feet.
Burning well, the feet. I mean, the soles of your feet are pretty strong.
Resilient.
I mean, if you're going to be
setting
fire
sensitive,
to anything.
So it's like, all right, fire play.
I like these videos of chicks just setting off fireworks.
That's pretty
like
fun.
They're outdoors wearing coats just setting off fireworks. I'm like, fuck
great.
Yeah, that
that's
looks awesome.
That's downright wholesome.
You guys are having a good time.
fishnets. Sure,
takes all kinds.
We've done a few clips that had fishnets in them. Fisting, Jesus.
No
Get
thanks.
Get it in there.
No thanks.
Fitness.
Also no thanks.
Fitting rooms.
Oh, fuck no. No thanks. Fitting rooms are the worst place on earth.
Yeah, they are. Flaccid dick.
Okay, so that's four right in a row there that I hate. Fisting, fitness, fitting rooms, flaccid dick. All terrible things. Just awful. Mm. Just awful. Mm. Listen, there's nothing wrong with a flaccid dick.
No.
But it's, sexually, it's depressing.
It is. Because, pushing that rope.
Right? Like, yeah. If either you're trying to make something happen and it's not happening, I don't know. That's just, it's a bummer. It's a bummer.
Flashing.
Kink shame. Kink shaming it. Like, no one's, you're not flashing a willing participant.
That's
not
sort of
something
the point,
that happens,
yeah.
Right?
Like, I mean, obviously they create a fantasy where it's happening.
No, I
get
it, but still, like, kink shaming it.
Fleshlight.
Mm,
never
that's
used
fine.
One,
that's
but
fine,
imagine guess. They're fun.
If I don't understand, if I were a dude, I feel like if I were a dude, I'd just be fucking everything. I'd be sticking.
Oh, gross!
Dick. I'd be
You're
sticking
a gross
my
guy.
Dick.
Jesus, get it together. Do you just like slap your vag on anything?
No.
Do you stick anything all up in there? It's the same idea with your dick. Jesus.
Yeah, but
stick
like,
it in anywhere. What's wrong with you? God.
I don't know, man. I feel like you're. The fact that you've never tried a fleshlight, like, I definitely would have at least tried a fleshlight at some point, I guess. Although I've never owned a dildo, really.
No, so, you haven't. You're not a dildo person. You're a vibrator.
Well, that's because I understand how my anatomy works.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, everyone's different.
I guess.
Flexibility.
Click on that. Let me see that.
Flexibility. Gotta get all flexy.
You're...
I mean, imagine it's just like contortionist.
Stretching
and,
my pussy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
sure.
Fine. Sure.
Sure.
I got no real
wow,
problem with
yeah,
that.
She's yeah. quite flexible.
I like flexible people. Still waiting for a model, like a contortionist person, because mm-hmm. I want to make weirdo clips where they like, I don't know, are sitting on their own head or something. You know, like
self face sitting.
Yeah, self foot smothering. That'd be fun. flexing.
Okay.
Flexo.
Is that yeah? That's
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's
muscles
like muscular
and stuff, yeah.
ladies.
Flip flops. Sure.
Okay.
I don't love flip-flops, but they're more fun than other things.
Okay.
Flogging.
Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Yeah, there it is.
No.
Food. Kinda like
no.
Food. Food and object crush. Yeah.
I crushed a box one time.
You did.
Remember that? That
you
was
did.
Fun. That was really fun.
It was, but the guy who wanted them kept being weird and trying to get free things.
Yeah, fuck that.
He kept being like, what are you going to crush today? I'm like, when you pay,
right?
We'll crush
like,
some more.
If like, you, like, I'll talk to you about crushing a box. I'll crush a box for you for, like, not a lot of money.
Right,
it was fun and easy. Like, I'll totally do it.
But if you're just going
to... But, like, you got to throw me a couple of bucks, man.
Right?
I'm not doing it for free.
He wants you to do
or
it
Or I'll
free.
Just... We got to make some box crushing clips and put them on the clip store. I'll
I suppose
do that.
We could. Food masturbation.
Wow.
Ew.
What? No,
Keep
click
the cucumbers
it.
Out
click
of there.
It. Click it. Is it even cucumbers? Or is it like
whipped cream and cherries?
Oh, you girl, you're gonna get a yeast infection.
Dirty cummed foods left in the. Well, that's
okay,
illegal.
Okay, that's no kink shame. I'm kink shaming that.
Is that just
kink? What was that?
Giving
oh,
birth to
God.
Big red fruit.
Oh God! What was that? Like a dragon fruit that she had up her pussy?
I don't know.
I mean, she has it in a condom. So I guess that's fairly
I'm not going
safe.
Back. I don't want to see
oh
it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess you want to know.
Jesus Christ. Oh, yo, get away. Get away. Get away. Get away. I don't want to look. Oh, that's appalling. Her pussy was stretched so big.
No, it's appealing because it's food.
Oh, God.
Food porn. Food stuffing. I imagine that was food stuffing.
Well, stuffing. Wait. Well, no. Wait. Are you stuffing your pussy or are you stuffing your face? Click it. Click
yes,
it. I need to know.
Maybe.
I need to know.
We'll find out. Oh, I'm so scared. Here we
what?
Go.
I love stuffing. Like the food.
It's not what you want
like
it to
the
be.
Food. I just want it to be.
Yep, things are going in.
Oh. Wait, she's
Wait
fat,
minute.
So she looks like she's eating. But that lady was sticking something up her skirt. MILF eats like
it
a
seems
slob.
To be more eating.
How dare you have this video of me?
Yeah, this is
here.
More eating.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
All right, gotcha.
I'm fine with that.
Foot
just
domination.
Just keep it out of your pussy. God
foot
damn.
Domination.
All right, here we are. Here we
foot
are
domination.
In foot subcategories. Foot domination.
Foot Foot domination.
This is just Ramon looking for his own.
That's what
store.
I'm doing.
He's like, and guys, this is it's sad because
No. Foot domination is not one of our big.
It's not here.
No, I don't include this a lot. This particular category, even though we do a lot of foot domination.
Why?
I focus on foot smother. I try to keep it to a certain couple so that if people go looking for that, they find us. You know what I mean?
Okay, but why not just like cast your net really wide?
I mean, I do throw foot domination in there, but just not as often.
Okay. All right, fair.
Maybe I should.
Maybe you should, Ramo.
I thought we had some on foot domination. Mm. Foot domination.
Well, you're not in the top 50.
Foot fetish. I guarantee I'm not in the top 50
so
of this one.
So broad.
Either. I only put this one in occasionally because I like to be a little more specific. But the number one in foot fetish is... Mia exfoliates feet into slave's mouth.
Okay, that's fair. It's a fully naked guy, though. Yeah. I don't know if I care for that.
And Medusa's dirty soles in a deserted shopping center.
Oh.
I feel like it's more dirty feet than it is foot fetish, but I mean, it's foot fetish.
Yeah, no, that's dirty feet is just a subcategory of foot fetish. So this is what I'm saying. You should just like categorize everything as foot fetish because it kind of is.
I know, I should. But there's a lot of, when you get to these really broad categories, you're competing a lot more with a lot of different people. The more narrow you make your focus, the more people can find you.
Well, I know, but won't... I guess I don't understand how categorizing things works. Won't you be in both categories?
Yes.
Well, then what... Like, why
not? I tend to focus on the niche stuff because then the niche guys find you. And the niche guys tend to buy...
Well, won't the niche guys find you either way?
Not necessarily. You might be hidden in the ocean of other ones. Whereas if they want their specific thing, like foot smothering... Like, they go looking for that category, and then they see, oh, you're, like, in the top five. Oh, they must be good.
Okay, so here's what I'm asking.
Go ahead.
Say, okay, if you have a video, and you categorize it as foot fetish and foot smothering.
Yes.
There's nothing stopping the guys.
So it's not going to come up on this list.
No, okay, clearly, it's not going to come up on this list.
It's going to be on one of these, maybe. These bigger ones, like, recently updated and that.
Yeah.
And I'm putting it on there, but I'm more likely to focus... Like, if I'm looking for a clip, and I'm looking through the categories like this... I'm looking at maybe the top five, and I'm looking for those rather than looking through all of this. But it depends. So for my money, I want to go for the more niche stuff.
You don't understand what I'm saying.
No,
but that's fine. That's fine. You know what? This is why. You know what? And this is why you're not in the top 50.
Oh
Ramon.
My god!
This is why.
It's because we don't make enough clips. Foot gagging.
Gross.
We're in all the foot stuff, guys.
What?
We're into the foot stuff. This
is
the episode of the foot stuff.
We're
this
here.
Is our category.
We made it, guys. We made it.
We made it. It's all downhill from here. Foot gagging.
I get it. I don't like it.
Our sub, Shorty, is way into foot gagging. He's the little guy we have be our male sub, and he's way into that. And I'm like, I don't make those clips very often.
No.
Unless somebody asks for a custom of it, I'm not interested.
No, I don't.
Because it's gross.
It's not my thing.
Foot humiliation. We have some of those.
Okay, sure.
Foot massage.
All right.
Of course. Foot parties.
We
discussed those.
No, we've talked about it. That's not my
foot
thing.
Foot play. Playing with the feet.
Okay. Sure. Sure.
Foot slave training. Foot smelling.
All right. Foot smelling hand job.
I don't think. Have I had? I definitely have done that. I really should just do this. Go find. Ramon. No. Oh. Now I'm sad. Well, it would only be in that 50. It wouldn't be here. We don't do a ton of the foot smelling subcategory.
Right.
Foot smelling hand job. We did a few of those.
Okay.
Foot smother.
There you go. Is that you? Oh, number two.
Number two.
Number two.
Metro Foot Models is a good clip store. They beat us out. But we have half as many clips as them, so...
Have I ever told you how much I hate the font that you use for your clips?
I love my font.
I hate it.
Nightclub. Nightclub.
It's so, it looks, you're not, oh, look at you.
Number three.
Oh, number three.
Now here's Shirt Smother. That's from our Argentinian girls.
All right.
It's great. And there's another one of ours.
Oh, look at you. Mm-hmm. Three and four.
Mm-hmm.
And six.
Yep. We're a lot. There's a lot of us in here. This is what we do.
Good for you.
This is our category. Fuck off, everybody.
You
else.
Made it. You finally made it, Ramon.
Oh, I like that one. Anyway, some seen other ones. I'm like, hey, go check that one out. Look at this one. There's like four
Madrid.
Sets of feet there.
Oh,
trampling
dear.
Madrid.
What is going on in Madrid, you guys?
Trampling, apparently. foot tickling.
There's,
we have a few of those now.
Yeah.
The, when I eventually do it to you, or we, yeah, then we'll start making some money.
Mm.
People are waiting. Foot worship.
Okay.
Foot jobs.
All right. We got one of those.
We do. I just released that on the Clip Store in general.
Ooh.
Now, it still costs $25, so you're either paying $25 to join us or you're paying $25 there.
I mean, it's a solid clip, though.
It is a very good clip. Like, really good. I love that clip. for any number of reasons. Footsie.
Footsie.
Good old
like,
footsie.
Like playing footsie under the table?
Yeah.
Okay.
For testing only.
What does that mean?
Now, it's probably
I'm
just
fascinated.
For testing. It's got to be for testing. It's just for testing.
Oh. Well...
We'll set up a clip store.
I know, right?
And we will own this category.
It's just going to be like sexy ladies taking the SATs.
Foreplay. Okay.
We'll have separate categories. SATs, LCAT, the fucking, what's where you take it for medical school?
Oh, I don't know what that's called.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
There's a lot
things.
Of tests. Now I'm all stressed out thinking about tests. Foreskin.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
listen,
fine.
I no, I understand. What's the appeal though? Oh, the other day we were making corn dogs, right? We were making these frozen corn dogs. And Ramon needed to check. He was going to check the internal temperature of one of them. And he took this meat thermometer and stuck it like right in the end. And I said, "Wow, it's like you're sounding it."
You gotta wait for the S's to bring up this joke.
Oh, but like I would have forgotten by then.
You would have totally forgotten.
And also, it's relevant and hilarious.
Because foreskin, there, yeah.
Foreskin, huh? Okay. I mean, I get it. Foreskins are great, but
there's a guy on the Howard Stern show. I can't remember his name.
Is this like docking?
He would hide things in his pouch.
Ew! Is that what this is? Click it. I want to know.
I mean, probably a little bit.
I want to know.
Sal, that's his name. Sal's his name. For anyone who's a fan. Yeah, there's foreskin going on. I guess if you're just into foreskin,
okay.
It's like involved.
I mean,
sure,
I guess.
I mean, I think everyone should have a foreskin, but that's beside the point.
I agree.
We'll get into that. Foursomes.
Okay.
Foursomes,
sure.
Great.
Sounds a little bit complicated.
A little bit. At that point, isn't it just two people having sex, two sets of people having sex with occasional swapping?
Click it. I want to see the dynamics.
I mean, I guess you could. I feel like someone's always left in the lurch.
You do like a circle. You do like a human centipede, like that. Look at that. Although,
yeah, see,
these are
two
just,
sets of
okay,
people.
No, click on number one. Click on number one.
All right.
This is cock swapping good time.
Cock swapping good time.
That's still just two people having sex.
Right. There's always a point.
Look at that guy.
I mean, she could connect there and like suck on her titty or something.
Yeah,
but,
there's no titty sucking
not.
Going on. Well, maybe they're not
it's
into
cool.
ladies.
With
I mean, I guess
large.
That takes all kinds. I'm into that guy with the beard, though.
I know you are.
Definitely didn't say
to have us a foursome. Would be great.
Okay. Click on number nine.
Number nine.
Because that says full swap by foursome. And when you got the by involved, I mean, she's touching her butt.
His.
Oh, that's a dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is still just.
But there's a strap on, right? So sexyhippies.com. Okay.
So this is, I don't know. Why do you need a strap on when there's still two dudes involved?
Oh, nice music, too.
That girl looked so annoyed to be there. Okay. Oh.
Sucking dick.
Yeah.
Putting it in him.
Oh, yep, there's a strap on.
Up now he's sucking him.
Oh, my. See, this is the kind of
foursome. Now that's a foursome. That's how you do it, people. Take notes. Hippies.com. Or was that? No, that was sexy hippies? I forget.
I mean, I feel like the term sexy is kind of debatable at this
point. Freckles.
Like, freckles are really cute. Freckles are very cute.
Freeze.
What? Oh, like...
But
like,
stop when I say like freeze.
That's so creepy. Like a freeze ray. Like I shoot you with a freeze ray and
probably.
Then you're frozen in place. Yeah.
Yeah, dollification. Yeah, okay.
No, king shaming it. I hate
I
that.
Know,
I
but
hate that
I
shit.
I kind of get it too.
We all get it.
I know it is. Yeah. French language.
King shame. King shaming it.
French made fetish. All right. Classic.
I mean, whatever.
Classic fetish, I suppose. From. Okay.
What the fuck does that mean?
What is a from?
What's a from?
There's one store.
Look it up.
Amber Knox and Zombie hanging out on the couch. Amber tickles Zombie.
What does from mean? Click it.
From.
Because, like, the next category is from lesbians, and...
The fuck is from?
We're looking it up, guys. We're trying.
Everything you need to know about from porn.
Porn for religious Jews?
Oh, yeah. I talked about this.
What?
Yeah.
Like, I don't. Well, I mean, it seems clear to me that these women can't possibly be religious Jews.
I mean, it's possible they're religious Jews, but not Orthodox. But it's this why maybe there's only one store about it.
I definitely feel like
she's tickling her feet. Look at that.
She's tickling her. Yeah. Okay. They're maybe Jewish, but I don't know.
That's
don't
why
know.
There's one store. I don't know a lot about. Nobody's like, this is not really a thing. I don't think. Although it is, but not on Clips for Sale. Maybe it is somewhere else.
I don't know.
Else.
I'm. Right, from religiously observant. Yeah. Weird.
Very
weird. But also, neither of those women really appeared to be like religiously. They weren't like wearing the head covering or anything like that.
I think from lesbians is a bit more. There's a few more.
I feel like we're still like, this is a.
I don't know that it's.
I feel like these are miscategorized because I. Listen.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Like sometimes when we go to the zoo and we'll see see those like the field trips of like the little Jewish preschools and all the teachers have like the same dress and they have the head coverings and I'm like, oh my God, you guys are so cute. I'm like, yeah, okay, that's a cool look. And I think that, I don't know. But I don't feel like that's being represented here. Nor do I feel like that should be represented.
Probably
because I don't think that we should be fetishizing people's, like, religious attire.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of gross.
It's a little gross.
Everybody take a drink because Belle said gross.
Next one, fucking.
Okay, like, okay, sure.
Straight fucking.
Who doesn't have a fetish for fucking at this point? Like,
it's kind of messy.
Ramon doesn't have a fetish for fucking. Well, then you should get a
fucking machine.
I like fucking machines.
So I know what that means, but I want it to be more that machine's not working and people just going, fucking machines. Like the whole clips is just.
No, I like fucking machines. I think that they're. I think.
Well, what was it called? What's the really fancy one? What
the Sibian?
Yeah, the Sibian.
Well,
they have all
subcategories.
That's not a
fucking machine. That's a separate thing. A Sibian is just vibrator.
That's right. That's
like
an extreme vibrator.
A fucking machine is going to actually like have a dildo on it. Well, click it. It's going to actually, I think, have a dildo on it.
No, of course it is. I know what you're talking about.
Do you?
Because
you don't
talking about?
Seem to. You don't.
It's a fucking machine.
That.
That is
involved.
That's
a whole. She's got like a whole fucking chair set up.
My Slave HD.
Mm. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Wait a minute. That's a lady. I can't tell. It's wearing heels, and we can't see the face or body at all, but I think I see testicles.
Heavy rubber fuck machine.
Oh,
it's a guy.
It's a guy, and she's fucking him with like...
A machine.
She's got him in stirrups.
Oh, he's got like a chode. Jesus Christ. That is a thick dick.
A thick dick. Well, maybe it has to do with the fact that she's like fucking him with that like fleshlight type thing. Anyway.
Anywho. Fucking machines.
That's not what I was expecting.
Furries, fursuits.
Yeah. Okay, click it.
It was inevitable.
Click it.
All right, I'm gonna do it, everybody.
Do it.
Here we go.
What's not to love about fursuits?
I mean, they're at least entertaining.
Oh,
that's barely,
not even a
you
suit.
You have ears.
Those are just ears. That's a suit.
Yeah, that's a fucking suit. Foxy balloon transformation.
Oh, okay. Now there's a lot going on here.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Balloon transformation. We got the... I don't like that it has hair. It has human hair over its fox head.
Yeah, and then there's
balloon stuff involved. She's
that
up
seems to be their whole thing. This particular store.
Okay,
Foxy
sure.
Kitsune Inflation Store.
All right. Okay. Why is there such overlap between furries and inflation fetishes? What's that about?
I didn't know there was one.
There is. There decidedly is. I mean, have you ever been on DeviantArt?
My furry pet's anal stretching.
Then
this one. Let Kitty Ellie feed you some cream. She is cute.
Oh, dear.
I'll take a little look.
It's not actual cream.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's got to be cream.
I bet it's not.
Why would they say it's cream and it's not cream? That doesn't make any sense.
That's not a cream pie.
That's not a cream pie at all. No, she's beautiful. But
yeah, she's gorgeous.
I'm kind of into the cat makeup. I'm not going to lie.
No.
I'm a little into this. Give me some cream. Wait.
Okay, that's butt.
That's her butt.
That's a butt.
You don't get cream from that.
Oh,
you fed her some cream.
What?
I don't understand.
She seems confused.
I'm confused. All right. Enough of this guy. And then there's furs.
Furs. So like if you're like writhing on a bearskin rug. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
like
cool.
Fur coats.
All right, cool.
All right.
I get that.
I guess.
Sure.
Sure.
It's not my thing, but I totally understand.
No, I mean, I'm opposed to the fur industry.
It's too hot.
Yeah, all right.
Futa. F-U-T-A. Do you know what this is?
Yep.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Roommate to witch humiliation transformation in J-O-I. Futa treats.
What?
I'm still not this clear
is
not, on what
oh,
this
it's,
is.
I mean, it's chicks.
One chick and two futa
dicks.
It's
chicks with
dicks. Oh.
It's like a big, it's a thing in anime. You'll see like the big muscular lady with a dick,
see.
Which I guess is then.
Well, that's just, I'm still not 100% aware what futo stands for then.
I don't think it stands for anything. I think it's a Japanese term.
Oh. And finally, futanari.
I believe
which I imagine
that
is the same
is the
thing.
Same
yeah.
thing. I think it's just.
Urinal boy at futanari high.
Is she going to pee in him?
I imagine
on
so,
him?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. What's that number two?
Number two is stepsister's secret, because there's
was
there's
this
a penis
there
you see.
Was this sent in by what's his face with the stepsister?
Wow.
What is the
What is
yeah
what?
Yeah? So it's chicks with dicks.
Seems to be.
Okay.
Seems to be. And that ends the F's. There we are.
That is it. And
that was it.
We will pick up
on the G's another
I see
day.
A lot.
You see a lot
that
already.
I'm ready
huh?
to king shame. I'm ready to king shame anything involving gagging.
We'll do that next week. Doesn't seem. No, there's a lot. There's a fair amount. All right.
I'm here to kink praise gaining weight.
Yeah, a little preview there for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Gay for pay.
Gastronomic voyeurism. What?
Well, let's okay. We'll get to that next
week. All
right.
We'll get to it next
time.
Week.
But that brings us to the end of this goddamn long episode.
It was a long one. It was a long one.
Well, the F's we knew was always going to take some time.
Well, honestly, we blew through the feet a lot faster than I thought that we would.
We did.
Because, like, it's like we talk about feet all the time
that's
on this podcast,
what we do,
guys.
Yeah.
Like,
so what are we doing next week? Going to do some feet ASMR? You want to go down that road? Or do you want to do
yes.
how to meet feet ladies or signs someone has a foot fetish?
Let's talk about feet ASMR.
All right. Let's do it. We're going to dive into it next week. It's all about feet ASMR. So if you got stories or
yeah, send
examples
us like, do you have like
you love?
Yeah, what's your favorite? Like, do you have like a YouTube clip?
Look at
or
you,
something?
FootTunes. I know that's one of your favorite
right?
things. Let us know what your favorites
yeah,
are.
Yeah, tell us what you're into.
Let
tell
us know what you want Belle to do with her feet for the ASMR. This is a freebie. Quick little freebie for you. What does she got to do?
Also, tell me about because we're gonna talk about regular ASMR.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's gonna be our like intro.
Yeah, sure.
To getting into foot ASMR.
And we'll do the whole episode like this.
We'll do it. Yeah. And I'll make little clicky sounds with my fingernails. Oh, God. No, see, he did it. And I want to die. Jesus fucking Christ. Sorry, everybody who just turned your volume way up.
We'll turn the gain way up next week, and it'll be amazing.
Gross,
oh, my
gross,
God,
gross.
It's awful. All right. So rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, everywhere you get your
Ramon
podcast.
Ramon Faithful.
Yeah, that's my name.
Foot Fetish Podcast.
You don't. What do you? You're just saying things that we are. You're not.
Foot Fetish Podcast.
Your links are terrible. Your plugs are terrible. If you want to write in, give us some stories, tell us about your ASMR, RamonFaithful@gmail.com is the way to do it. You can also reach us on Reddit. Ow.
He's pulling at my sock.
And she kicked me. It's really uncouth. r/footfetishpodcast.
Foot Fetish Podcast. Like
can,
I said.
Yeah, that's right. You can find me on Twitter at Ramon Faithful.
You
can find
follow me
Belle.
On Instagram at Belle's Souls.
That's right. You can do other things as well. You can go buy clips from us at RamonFaithful.com. You can support this goddamn podcast, patreon.com/RamonFaithful. $10 a month. That's all it takes to keep this podcast going.
$10 a
you
month.
You know, if 100 of you, if 100 of you do it, that's $1,000 a month, if my
oh
math
my
is
God.
Correct.
Wait.
Right?
I think so.
Am I doing that right? Yeah, that's the math. Yeah, that's math. Yeah, because you just add a zero. You add the zeros. Yeah, that's what we need.
Okay, sure.
Let's get 100 of
you. If you say so.
Sure, probably. We love you guys. We'll keep doing it regardless, but, you know, make it worth our while.
We're always going to be here.
So tune in next week. Tune in next week for ASMR.
ASMR.
And until we feed again.
So long.